Blog Talk Radio.
By the way, guys, sorry. This is Hadi in Reno. Welcome, everybody. It is 9:05 p.m. here in the Pacific West Coast, and it is the 7th of December. I was about to say July. How weird. Anyway, it's the 7th, so we're almost approaching the 21st, the 12th, and a lot of things are going to be happening. It's starting already with all the earthquakes. I don't know if you guys have been noticing, but there's a 7.3 in Japan, 6.3 in New Zealand, and a 5.9, I think. Let me double check. It was a 5.6 in New Guinea. So, yep, we're starting to rock and roll, guys. It's starting. So, Alignments are happening. We had last week the Saturn, Venus, and Mercury all aligned with the pyramids. So, yeah, you know, everything is as it should be at this point. Where you are is where you're supposed to be. Okay, guys, I'm playing this 32-minute video. Very, very important that we all listen to it. Very open-minded, guys. It's in Spanish and English, but a lot of information. So here we go. Enjoy it, and we'll be back in 32 minutes, guys, with the heated conversation.
Ahora en este... En estos tiempos,
so now in these times,
hay algo que me preocupó mucho.
There's something that really bothers me.
Sobre la alineación planetaria que vamos a tener el 21 de diciembre.
And it has to do with the alignment, the planetary alignment that's going to happen on the 21st of December of this year.
Hay un gran experimento científico que se va a llevar a cabo.
There's a great experiment that is going to be fulfilled on that day.
Es un experimento que se hace con aceleradores de partículas.
And this experiment uses the particle accelerators.
Los científicos están buscando la antimateria.
Scientists are looking for the antimatter.
Sí. Entonces quieren aprovechar esta alineación planetaria.
And so they want to use this planetary alignment
para generar una vibración muy alta.
To generate a very high vibration.
Es un experimento que se llama proton-proton.
Proton-proton.
Doble proton.
Okay. It's called the proton-proton.
Sí. Es un proton que se genera con máquinas muy grandes.
It's a proton that's generated with very large machines.
Son dos partículas que hacen girar en sentido contrario.
And they're two particles that revolve in the opposite directions.
Giran decenas de kilómetros.
And they travel dozens of kilometers.
Cuando chocan,
when they come together,
estas partículas sueltan a los protones.
When they collide, they let go and they release all of these protons.
Por el impacto.
For the impact.
Y estos protones.
And these protons.
Los estimulan a dar otra vuelta en estas máquinas.
They stimulate another round in the machine.
Y golpean la tierra.
And they hit the earth.
Al momento de golpear la tierra.
And when they hit the earth.
Se forma como una reacción en cadena.
They create a chain reaction.
Se golpean los protones en dirección al magma.
They create a reaction towards the direction of the magma.
El magma choca en los protones.
The magma hits the protons.
Y salen disparados a la tierra, hacia el exterior.
And it shoots out to the exterior of the earth.
Básicamente que cuando salen.
And so when they are released.
Rompen las capas tectónicas.
They break the tectonic plates.
Hacen que se fugue el metano.
Metano.
El metano, el gas.
So they ignite the methane gas.
Y el gas sale de la tierra.
And the gas escapes in the earth.
Y al momento en algún momento de la fricción.
And one moment of that friction.
El gas se incendia.
The methane gas catches on fire.
Sí. Y al momento de salir al exterior.
And when it is released into the
con el oxígeno.
Exterior and it.
Se forman remolinos de fuego.
It connects with the oxygen. It creates vortexes of fire.
Y así se han quemado cientos de hectáreas de bosques.
And so that's how hundreds of hectares of forests are burned.
Hace como un mes en Chihuahua.
About a month ago in Chihuahua, Mexico.
Se agritó la tierra y salieron dos remolinos de fuego muy grandes.
The movement of the earth created two of these spirals of fire. What is the purpose of the experiment?
Es buscar la partícula llamada antimateria.
And the purpose of the experiment is to find this antimatter particle.
Pero lo que me llamó mucho la atención a mí.
But what really catches my attention.
Es que también cuando sale un protón.
Is that when a proton is released.
Crea agujeros en el planeta.
It creates holes in the earth, in the planet.
Son agujeros como de 50 metros de ancho.
They're about 50, these are holes that are about 50 kilometers wide.
50 metros de profundidad.
And 50 kilometers deep. Meters.
Y donde sale el proton.
And when the proton is released.
Toda esa área desaparece.
This entire area disappears.
Del 2010 al 2012.
From 2010 to 2012.
La Tierra tiene 90,000 agujeros.
The Earth now has 90,000 of these holes.
Sí. Y los mayas manejamos mucho la física cuántica.
The Mayas work a lot with the quantum physics.
Puede ser un espacio ahorita entre la ciencia y los mayas.
And right now there's a space between the Mayas and the scientists.
Para explicarles esto.
I'm going to make a space so that we can explain this.
Todas las pirámides que crearon los mayas.
All of the pyramids that the Mayas built.
Son aceleradores de partículas.
They are also particle accelerators.
Sabíamos que este 21 de diciembre, del 21 al 23 de diciembre.
We knew that on the December 21st to the 23rd.
Se iba a dar esta alineación planetaria.
We knew that there would be this planetary alignment.
Solamente que la energía iba a venir del centro de la galaxia a la Tierra.
We knew that the energy would come from the center of the galaxy to the Earth.
Pero solamente iba a durar como 8 minutos.
But it would only last about 8 minutes.
De cuenta que en 8 minutos tú vas a tomar mucha conciencia.
Realize that for these 8 minutes you would have a very high level of consciousness.
Te das cuenta de muchas cosas que estamos haciendo equivocadamente.
You would realize all the errors of your ways and everything that's going on in your life.
Pero después la Tierra vuelve a recuperar su vibración.
But the Earth would return and recuperate its vibration.
Entonces volvemos a perder la memoria.
And so we'd begin to forget.
Entonces los mayas utilizaron estas pirámides.
And so we were going to use these pyramids.
Para que esta vibración que llega a la Tierra.
So when this vibration arrives to the Earth.
Se mantenga atrapada.
It remains trapped.
Durante mucho tiempo.
For a lot of time.
Sí. Y esta vibración mantiene la conciencia despierta.
And this would allow us to maintain the awakened consciousness.
Entonces los científicos cuánticos modernos.
And so the quantum physics scientists.
Estudiaron mucho a la cultura maya.
Today are studying the Mayan culture.
Y se dieron cuenta en dónde iba a tener impacto el rayo cósmico.
And they've realized where this cosmic ray is going to hit.
Del sur de Estados Unidos.
From the south of the United States.
Hasta Guatemala.
Until up to Guatemala.
Este es el ancho del rayo cósmico que llega al planeta.
This is the width of the cosmic ray that will arrive to the planet.
Aquí es donde se va a mantener este rayo durante 8 minutos.
This is where this ray will maintain itself for 8 minutes.
Desafortunadamente, la gente ha destruido mucho las pirámides.
Unfortunately, many of these pyramids have been destroyed.
Y esta vibración no se va a mantener.
And this vibration is not going to be maintained.
Entonces los científicos.
And so the scientists.
Ahora regresamos a la parte científica.
Now we're going to return to the scientific part.
Quieren aprovechar este rayo cósmico.
They want to take advantage of this cosmic ray.
Sí, para elevar la vibración de sus máquinas.
To elevate the vibration of their machines.
Y el experimento que buscan de la antimateria.
And the experiment they're looking in which they're looking for the antimatter.
Para que diera resultado.
So that they could have the results.
Necesitan voltear los polos de la Tierra.
They need to rotate or switch the poles of the Earth.
Lo han intentado.
They've tried it.
Varias veces.
A few times.
En el terremoto de Chile.
In the earthquake in Chile.
El terremoto de Japón.
And the earthquake in Japan.
Son los más recientes.
Those are the most recent.
La Tierra ha movido sus ejes.
So the axis of the Earth shifted.
Hasta 18 grados.
To about 18 degrees.
Es bastante.
And that's a lot.
Por eso es que después de esos efectos.
And so after the effect of this.
En Brasil aparecieron más de 10 toneladas de peces muertos.
In Brazil, there was about 10,000 tons of dead fish.
Porque al mover el eje de la Tierra.
Because to move the axis of the Earth.
Los animales funcionan en base al magnetismo.
The animals respond in a magnetic way.
Sí. Pierden la orientación.
And they lose their orientation.
Y muchos de estos se ahogan.
And many of them drown.
Se golpean.
They hit each other.
Cambian de rumbo.
They change their course.
O sea, hay muchos cambios en el planeta.
So there are many changes on the planet.
Entonces yo me di cuenta que tenían enfocadas sus máquinas hacia México.
And so I realized that they had all of their machines focused on Mexico.
Pero ¿cómo hacían que los protones salieran en México?
But how would they make it so that all the protons came to Mexico?
Es muy fácil.
It's very easy.
Cuando sabes de ciencia.
When you understand science.
Ciencia básica.
Basic science.
Sí. Nada más estudias los elementos de la naturaleza.
You just study the elements of nature.
Si yo tengo un imán aquí,
if I have a magnet here,
¿cómo hago que este imán dirija su campo electromagnético aquí?
The electromagnetic field of the magnet is directed in this direction.
O aquí.
Or here.
O aquí.
Or down here.
O en donde yo quiera.
Or wherever I want.
Muy fácil.
It's very easy.
Necesito un metal.
I just need a metal.
Un metal líquido.
A liquid metal.
Se llama Ahorita viene a mi mente.
It will come to me.
Sí. Este metal líquido.
This liquid metal.
Sí. No.
Mercury.
Necesita el mercurio.
They need mercury.
El mercurio no es un metal que se pueda magnetizar.
Mercury cannot be magnetized.
Pero funciona como un puente.
But it works as a bridge.
Atrae el magnetismo.
To attract the magnetism.
Y en México.
In Mexico.
Todo el mundo compró mercurio.
Compró. Everyone in Mexico has bought mercury.
Sin saberlo, claro.
Without understanding, without knowing it.
¿Dónde está el mercurio?
Where is the mercury?
En las lámparas ahorradoras de luz.
On the light-saving lamps, light bulbs. The ones that are in the spiral.
Sí. Entonces, si fueran 10 lámparas.
So if there were just 10 lamps.
No importa.
It wouldn't matter.
Pero somos 130 millones de mexicanos.
But we're 130 million Mexicans.
Ponle 50 millones de lámparas.
And we bought about 50 million of these lamps.
Ya es una cantidad considerable.
Now that's a more considerable amount.
Entonces, ya todo está listo para el 21 de diciembre.
And so now everything's ready for the 21st of December.
Pero se les pasó un detalle.
But they forgot one little detail.
Que todavía existimos mayas.
That the Mayas still exist.
Y que tenemos memoria
de 3,000
años de antigüedad. Tenemos memoria de 3,000 años de antigüedad.
And our memory is 3,000 years old.
Y empezamos a construir unos desaceleradores de partículas.
So we began to build these deaccelerators, particle deaccelerators.
Un acelerador de partícula vale millones de dólares.
And a particle accelerator is worth millions of dollars.
Y los desaceleradores de partículas.
And the particle deaccelerators.
Valen como 30 mil pesos.
Are like. Oh, 30 mil pesos es como. It's like $3,000.
Sí,
more or less.
3 mil pesos. 3 mil dólares, ¿no?
Yes.
Sí.
$3,000.
¿Cómo funcionan?
So, how do they work?
En el mes de mayo.
In the month of May.
Yo reuní un grupo considerable de gente, de personas.
I gathered with a large group of people.
En Yucatán.
In the Yucatán.
Sí. Gente que tenía conciencia despierta.
People who were awake in their consciousness.
Y empezamos a trabajar con el agua.
And we began to work with water.
Y creamos una fórmula.
And we created a formula.
Esta fórmula.
This formula.
Junto con otros elementos.
Together with other elements.
Es capaz de absorber protones a 100 kilómetros a la redonda.
Is able to absorb protons about 100 kilometers all around it.
Si hay un protón que sale.
So if a proton is released,
a 100 kilómetros de donde tenemos esta pirámide,
within 100 kilometers of where we have a pyramid,
la pirámide absorbe el protón desde abajo.
The pyramid absorbs the proton from below.
A través de un sensor.
Through a sensor.
Lo mete a un área de resonancia.
Through an area of resonance.
Y luego lo introduce a un cubo.
Is then introduced to a cube.
Que tiene un circuito por dentro.
That has a circuit inside of it.
En el cual la partícula como viaja a la velocidad de la luz.
And so as the particle is traveling at the speed of light.
Es muy fuerte.
And it's very strong.
Este circuito lo metimos dentro de un agua.
We put this circuit inside of inside of water.
Que no genera electricidad.
That cannot generate electricity.
Nada más la absorbe.
It just absorbs it.
Es el agua destilada.
And this is distilled water.
Entonces, en 130 litros de agua.
And so in 130 liters of water.
El protón se desacelera.
The proton deaccelerates.
Y no pasa nada.
And nothing happens.
Entonces hemos plantado unas pirámides en México.
And so we've planted these pyramids throughout Mexico.
Y ahora que yo regrese.
And so now when I return.
Vamos a poner otras pirámides como de 60 centímetros.
We're going to make smaller ones of about 60 centimeters.
Que tienen un oscilador.
¿Qué tiene?
Oscilador.
I have an oscillator.
Sí, y puede generar una frecuencia.
And this can generate a frequency.
Vamos a repartirlas por todo el país.
And we're going to share it throughout the country.
Y cuando tú activas este oscilador.
And when you activate this oscillator.
Jalas el campo de la pirámide.
And you pull the field of the pyramid.
Sí, y se mantiene como un colchón magnético en todo el país.
It's like a magnetic mattress throughout the entire country.
Sí, y esto permite que los protones choquen.
And this allows the protons to collide.
O que pierdan velocidad.
And so that they lose their velocity.
Al mismo tiempo estoy haciendo imanes por todo el país.
I'm also making magnets throughout the entire country.
Imanes humanos.
human magnets.
¿Cómo los hacemos?
How do we do that?
A través de, lo, de la geometría esta.
Through the geometry that
cuando,
we showed.
Cuando hacemos esto.
When we do this movement.
Estamos generando un campo electromagnético en nuestro cuerpo.
We are generating an electromagnetic field in our bodies.
Y tu cuerpo se convierte como en un gran imán.
Your body becomes a great big sí. magnet.
Y cuando tú vas caminando por la calle.
So when you're walking around the street.
Activas el campo magnético de las demás personas.
You're activating the electromagnetic field of everyone around you.
Está muy bien la estrategia.
It's a good strategy.
Funciona.
It works.
Sí. Porque en México,
because in Mexico,
había muchos temblores últimamente.
There have recently been a lot of earthquakes.
Hace como ayer tembló, antier tembló en México.
2 days ago there was an earthquake.
En una zona donde todavía no hemos puesto pirámides.
In a place where we still haven't put the pyramids.
Pero ya detectamos cuál es.
But we already have detected where it is.
Claro, es un trabajo que se lleva, nada más tenemos 2 meses.
This is a lot of work, but bueno, we only have 2 months to do it.
Octubre, noviembre, diciembre, casi 3.
Okay, so October, November, December, that's it.
Sí, el trabajo es muy rápido.
It's very fast work.
En México yo viajo día y noche.
In Mexico, I travel day and night.
Sí, todo el tiempo estamos de un lado para otro.
Every day, we're just going from one place sí. to another.
Por eso también decidimos traer la geometría aquí a Estados Unidos.
This is why we decided to bring the geometry to the United States.
Para que ustedes generen su propio campo magnético.
So that you can generate your own electromagnetic field.
Porque es de toda esta zona hacia abajo.
Because this is...
continente.
This is the entire lower zone of the continent.
Sí. Y es por eso que nuestro trabajo tiene mucho que ver con el...
to do with the awakening of consciousness.
Y mientras más gente trabaje con el toroide, con la forma geométrica...
and the more people who work with the toroidal form of geometry...
por cada 13 personas...
for every 13 people...
formamos como una pequeña pirámide.
We create a small pyramid.
Entonces, si aquí hubiera un grupo de 120 personas...
so, for example, if here we had 120 people
que trabajaran con la geometría,
that were working with the geometry,
en el momento de la alineación,
in the moment of the alignment,
todas estas personas pueden atrapar esa energía,
all these people can entrap this energy
y mantener la vibración mucho tiempo,
and maintain the vibration for a lot longer
para darle el tiempo a todas las demás personas.
To give an opportunity for everyone else.
A establecer nuevos patrones de conciencia en su cerebro.
To establish new patterns in their brain.
Sí. Todo es energía. A mí me encanta la energía.
Everything is energy, and I love energy.
Sí. Y todo lo que trabajamos, magnetismo, energía, electricidad, todo es natural.
Everything that we're working with, magnetism, sí. electricity, all energy, it's all natural.
Esto que estamos haciendo nosotros para absorber los protones.
The work that we're doing to absorb the protons.
Estas mismas pirámides van a servir para mantener la vibración en el país.
These pyramids will help maintain the vibration in our country.
Esperamos poner una pirámide en Albuquerque.
We're hoping to put a pyramid in Albuquerque.
Y
en
Taos.
Y en Taos, sí. Estamos buscando la manera de cómo traerlos aquí.
We're trying to figure out how to bring them up.
Alguien después nos puede decir cómo.
We can tell if anyone can help us figure out how we can do that. Well, you can talk about it later.
Sí. Entonces, igual que los toroides, o sea, las geometrías.
So in the same way, the toroidal geometry.
Las queremos, no hay por qué generar miedo.
There's no reason to be afraid.
Sí. Cada elemento que hay en la tierra es fácilmente controlado por el ser humano.
Every element of nature is easily controlled by humans.
Sí vamos a llegar a esos niveles en los cuales ahorita la ciencia quiere trabajar.
We are going to arrive to the level of work that the scientists are now experiencing.
Pero primero tenemos que entender nuestro cuerpo.
But first we need to learn to understand our own bodies.
Y después trabajar con la ciencia.
And then work with science.
Sí. Es muy sencillo.
It's very simple.
Podemos ahorita, no sé, hacer tantas cosas maravillosas.
Right now we're capable of doing so many marvelous things.
Pero no se puede.
But we can't.
Porque la mayoría de la gente está gobernada por sus emociones.
Because we are governed by our emotions.
Y las emociones solamente te enseñan a controlar a los demás.
And emotions just teach you how to control other people.
Cuando rompas ese concepto,
when you break away from that concept,
entonces la ciencia va a estar a favor de la humanidad.
Science can serve humanity.
Y vamos a ir trabajando a la par.
¿Cómo?
Unidos.
And so then we can begin to work together, united.
Va a ser algo benéfico para nosotros.
And it will become a benefit to us.
Así es que les recuerdo usar las lámparas de LED.
So remember, when you're using your LED lights,
amor,
transmit your love
y alumbra a las personas.
And illuminate the people.
Funciona.
It works.
Hemos hecho muchos experimentos en México.
We've done so many experiments in Mexico.
Sí. Y todo es muy positivo.
And everything is very positive.
¿Alguien tiene alguna pregunta?
Does anyone have any questions?
Guatemala.
She's asking.
Casi hasta, incluso casi hasta, hasta Honduras casi. Sí. Sí. De hecho estamos ahorita tratando de, quisiera yo dividirme en muchos.
So if the question was about what, where the energy or the ray of vibration will reach, if it will come all the way to South America, and it will get maybe as far as Honduras, but the amplification of the process will be worldwide, and he's hoping that he can divide himself throughout the entire world to get this work done.
De hecho, venir aquí a Estados Unidos es como un descanso.
In fact, coming here to the United States is like a break for me.
El que trabaja es Mai y James.
The ones who work are James and Mai.
Sí, ellos se encargan de organizar todo.
They're ones who are in charge of organizing this.
Pero en México.
But in Mexico.
Yo me encargo de todo el trabajo.
I am in charge of all of the work.
Sí. Dormimos mientras viajamos.
We sleep while we're traveling.
Sí. Y cuando llegamos, empezamos a crear.
And when we arrive, we just begin to create.
Conferencias.
Conferences.
Talleres.
Workshops.
Instalamos las pirámides.
We install the pyramids.
Mandamos a hacer más geometrías.
We send out all the different geometries.
Toda una serie de trabajo que hacemos.
This is all within all the work that we do.
Quien quiere ir a apoyarnos a México, bienvenido.
Anyone who wants to come down and help us in Mexico, you're welcome.
Estamos manos a trabajar.
We need more help.
Bueno, ¿alguna otra pregunta?
Does anyone else have a question?
What happens after the change in consciousness?
¿Qué va a pasar después del cambio de conciencia?
Realmente vamos a tomar conciencia.
Really, we're going to take this consciousness.
Pero es como cuando de repente te surge una idea.
But it's like suddenly having an idea.
Esa idea la tienes en tu mente un rato.
And this idea you have in your mind for a little while.
Si no la llevas a cabo.
If you don't bring it to fruit.
La idea empieza a pasar y pierde fuerza.
The idea loses its force and kind of. Okay. Falls away.
Así es la alineación y el despertar de conciencia.
So this is works the same way with the alignment and the change in consciousness.
Dura como 8 minutos.
It's going to last 8 minutes.
La gente va a decir, wow, sí es cierto, vamos a vivir en paz.
And people are going to say, oh wow, it's true, we're going to live in peace.
Pero si no hacemos nada.
But if we don't do anything about it.
Va a pasar así como que tuvimos una emoción nada más.
It'll feel like we just had an emotion, that's it.
Con estas pirámides que estamos creando,
with the pyramids that we are creating,
vamos a tratar de que dure como 3 meses más o menos.
We're going to hope that it allows the vibration to stay for at least 3 months.
Entonces podemos establecer una conciencia.
So we can establish the consciousness.
La gente puede establecer grupos sociales.
So people can have time to create social groups.
Crear planes.
Create plans.
Y empezar a establecer una nueva forma de vida.
And begin to create another way of living.
Sí. Ese es el despertar.
This is the awakening. So the question was, how can we prepare ourselves for that moment?
Sí, tengan un lápiz y bolígrafo a mano. Un papel y lápiz a mano.
His suggestion is to have a pen and paper ready.
Porque se le van a ocurrir muchas ideas.
Because many ideas will occur to you.
Escríbanlas todas.
So write them all down.
Sí, para que después digan, ah, podemos hacer esto, y se van a formar muchas.
So later on you can figure out which ones are helpful
muchas
and
técnicas.
Use them. And we can figure out all the
todos
effective
ustedes
techniques.
Ya están preparados.
So really we're all prepared.
Porque ya están trabajando cristales.
Because we're already working with crystals.
Sanación,
and healing.
Curaciones.
Cures.
Ya están dentro del momento.
We are within the moment.
Sí. Nada más necesitamos ese impulso que vamos a tener.
We just need this impulse.
Sí, sigan haciendo lo que hacen.
Continue doing what you're doing.
No tienen que cambiar.
You don't have to change.
Sigan haciendo, meditando,
you can continue
cantando,
meditating, singing.
No sé, lo que ustedes sepan hacer.
Whatever you know how to do.
Todas las religiones.
All the religions.
Todas las filosofías.
All the philosophies.
Han llevado al ser humano a prepararse.
Have all come to help us prepare
sí.
ourselves.
No hay ninguna mejor que otra.
There's nothing better than anything else.
Cada una ha preparado a la gente de acuerdo a su conocimiento.
Everything has prepared us for this knowledge.
Además es mejor tener mucho conocimiento.
The best is just to have more knowledge.
Así si no funciona el mío.
So if mine doesn't work, maybe yours will.
Y así, en algún momento vamos a lograr esa unidad.
And so within a moment we will achieve that unity.
Pero unidad no significa que todos hagamos lo mismo.
But unity does not mean that we all do the same thing.
Sino que todos aprendamos a convivir aun cuando seamos diferentes.
It means that we learn how to coexist with all of us doing our own ways. She was wondering, what time is the 8 minutes going to happen? Well, she's wondering, like, what time, like, what, yeah. She's Googling it, don't worry. I'm just kidding. I'm going to pass around my phone. So you can see the pyramid.
La respuesta a su pregunta. ¿A qué hora va a pasar los 8 minutos?
¿A qué hora va a pasar los 8 minutos? La alineación empieza como el 21 al mediodía.
So it's about midday on the 21st is when the alignment begins.
Y termina el 23.
And it ends the 23rd.
Al mediodía.
In the middle of the day.
Busca el punto medio.
So if you look in the center of that time,
es donde te va a dar el pico más alto de la alineación.
That'll be the highest peak of the
alignment.
That was when the complete alignment will take
y
place.
Como es a nivel cósmico,
and on this cosmic level,
esa alineación solamente dura como 8 minutos.
This alignment only lasts 8 minutes.
Es como la luna llena.
It's like the full moon.
La luna llena dura 3 días.
The full moon lasts 3 days.
Sí, en esos 3 días.
In those 3 days.
La luna llena dura 8 minutos nada más así completita.
The actual full moon only lasts about 8 minutes.
Y ya luego se va perdiendo gradualmente.
And then it gradually is losing its alignment.
Nosotros solamente observamos luna llena 3 días.
But we see the full moon 3 days long.
Pero en realidad solo dura 8 minutos la luna llena.
But the reality is it's only about 8 minutes that it's completely full.
Sí.
Alguien mencionó el que va a pasar 3 días en oscuridad. ¿Sí va a pasar?
Sí.
Yeah.
Es una como hay una alineación planetaria.
Because of this planetary alignment.
Sí. En el primer día.
In the first day.
Sí. Tenemos en esta alineación se antepone la luna.
It's when the moon
aligns. Tenemos un eclipse solar.
And we'll have a solar eclipse.
Al día siguiente.
On the second day.
Tenemos otro eclipse que es de Venus.
We'll have another eclipse with Venus.
Sí. Y luego al tercer día.
And on the third day.
Al tercer día en la mañana.
In the morning of the third day.
Es cuando la noche se prolonga mucho.
It's when the night will prolong itself.
Sí. Entonces se forma como una especie como de eclipse también,
and
pero
so
no es un eclipse en sí.
It'll be kind of like an eclipse, but it's not exactly the same thing.
O sea, son eclipses.
So they're like eclipses.
Los eclipses no generan nada en el cuerpo humano.
The eclipses don't generate anything in the human body.
Ya hemos pasado muchos eclipses.
We've gone lived through many eclipses.
¿Ha cambiado algo en su vida?
Has anything changed because
no,
of them?
No, sigue teniendo las mismas deudas.
You still have the same debts.
Sí. Entonces, el eclipse para nosotros solo son marcadores.
The eclipses are just markers.
Es nuestro calendario.
This is our calendar.
El efecto electromagnético del sol y del centro de la galaxia es lo que tomamos en cuenta.
What we're paying attention to is the electromagnetic impact of the center of the galaxy with the sun.
Los eclipses nada más nos dan como la fecha en la que va a suceder.
The eclipses just allow us to understand the dates at which that will happen.
So it's not going to be like total darkness.
Entonces no es oscuridad completa.
No. O sea, así como la noche, no.
It won't be like nighttime.
No, no es como la noche. Es un eclipse.
It's an eclipse.
Time in between.
Es como un atardecer.
It's more like a sunset.
Oh, so like, but not consistently.
Pero no es como continuoso que todos los 3 días están
sí,
bajo luz.
Muchos dicen que va a haber 3 días de oscuridad. Sí. O 3 días que no vas a ver, pasa como que 3 días.
Lo que pasa es que en esta alineación se afecta mucho la electricidad.
So what's happening with the alignment that will affect our electricity?
No sé si alguna ocasión han estado ustedes en el bosque en un atardecer.
I don't know if you've ever been in the forest at sunset.
Es casi muy oscuro.
It's almost so dark.
En realidad, pues los días de oscuridad no son algo así que tú le tengas que tener miedo. No va a generar nada en tu cuerpo.
So it's not something that we need to be afraid of, this darkness. It's not anything to that will cause a change in our body.
Quien ha vivido un eclipse total sabe que se ve como un atardecer, pero no es totalmente oscuro.
Anyone who's lived through a total eclipse knows that it's like a sunset and that's it.
No, es que mucha gente le ha dado así como mucho amarillismo, no sé cómo.
Amarillismo.
Como mucho.
Sensationalized. It's just become very sensationalized.
Sí. De hecho, yo voy a sacar una lámpara especial para ese día.
I'm actually going to develop a special lamp for those days. Un shampoo.
¿Nos va a afectar en la electricidad, el sistema de electricidad?
Sí, de hecho, desde ahora hay muchos problemas con la electricidad.
Even, in fact, right now we're experiencing so many problems with our electrical system.
Porque va a ser más intenso.
But it is going to be more intense.
Hay mucha gente como Drúndulo que están hablando sobre la ascensión que va a pasar el 21 de diciembre.
Pues es lo que acabamos de hablar de la vibración que vamos a tener.
That was what we were just discussing about all the vibration and the awakening of consciousness.
Es lo mismo.
It's the same.
Ascender es tomar conciencia.
To ascend is to take consciousness, to become conscious.
Solamente recuerden que lo que nosotros pensamos tenemos que llevarlo a cabo físicamente.
So we just have to remember that everything that we think, we have to act on and make it happen.
Porque de nada sirve que todos nosotros digamos, ya estamos en una dimensión diferente.
And so just remember that even if, that it wouldn't do anything if we all sat here and said, wow, we're in a different dimension.
O si todavía necesitas dinero, significa que sigues en la misma dimensión.
But if you continue needing money, then you're in the same dimension as you always were.
Sí. Subimos de dimensión, tenemos que cambiar de forma de vivir.
If we arrive to a higher dimension, then that means everything will change. It has to mean that we change.
La última pregunta. Muy bien. Pues muchas gracias.
Thank you very much.
Bienvenidos a todos los que se encuentran.
Okay, guys, so that is the video I wanted to show you, well, listen to, because I think that we need to know this information. I was on fire after I heard this. After I heard that, I was like on fire. I was like doing that exercise thing, you know, and yeah, because I really think that we really need to start. We really do need to start, opening up our consciousness, you know. And you know, me and my mom were one of the first people to talk about 3 days of darkness on air. And after that, a couple other people started talking about it, right? But we started with it. And I've been preparing for this my whole life. I'm going to bring on my mom and Scorp. Renee is, I hope she's okay. She's not here. But let's bring on Mom. Mom, welcome to the show. And let me bring on Scorp.
Vicky.
Scorp. Welcome to the show. These are both my co-hosts for the Heated Conversation, my mom and Scorp. And Scorp, are you in chat?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm actually doing a favor while listening to your show.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, so Mo Bai Ho is in chat, and she is the chat co-pilot. So she's in there. She's also a co-host, but she's the co-host in chat. So, anyway, guys, so Mom, you know,
for the religious side of the 3 days of darkness, you need to have wax, white candles, some grapes to sustain
beeswax,
and grapes to sustain you for the 3 days. And
green
also,
grapes.
Yes, green grapes. And also, you need to cover your windows. And put crosses all over your windows and your doors.
Yep. And we've been
just,
like,
and
I
you
said,
know what? It's just a precaution because you're gonna hear a lot of crying and people are gonna be opening their doors because they're gonna think their loved ones are at the door and they're gonna be the demons. They're pretending to be your loved ones, like let me in. You know, it's blah, 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 and they just want to lure you so that you can open up the door, and don't do it.
Yeah.
That's why you need to let your family members know that when it happens, you have to stay in, and that's it. Close your doors, board up everything. Not board up, but, you know, just put like a blanket or something on it. And then if you're Catholic, put holy water all over your whole, around your house and your windows, and start praying. Just ask the Lord to, you know, for protection, and ask angels to be there for protection as well. Legions of angels, that's what I ask for, legions of angels to be covering my property and my house, and I put crosses, and I'm ready. I'm ready, yeah. Because if that's going to happen, and it's going to be 3 days of darkness, let's say it's not, but at least you're being cautious, and you're already, I'm already letting you know that that's what we're supposed to be doing.
Well,
because I've known
you
about this alignment for years, since the 70s I've learned it. I've learned about this.
And I've known it since I was, you know, old enough to know. I was, what, 12 when you told me? So I've known for a very, very, very long time, guys. And, you know, my first show, we talked about this.
It's going to happen.
Well, you know, guys, we have to, okay, after listening to that video, there was a lot of information, in there. But, you know, CERN in Switzerland, that's where they're doing the proton-neutron collider thing, you know, and it makes sense, especially since they tried to do a Frankenstorm on the West Coast last week with all the rain. So they're really, trying, you know, if you notice that the clouds are changing, earthquakes, like I was saying today, there was a 7.3 in Japan, there was a 5.6 in New Guinea, and then there was a 6.3 in Switzerland. There's been a whole bunch of them on the coast of Mexico, and some in Chile, and some in Argentina. You know, usual suspects. You know, a whole bunch of activity is in, you know, in California and Nevada. And there was a 2.8 10 hours ago in Texas. So, you know.
Wow. What part of Texas, Vicky?
I'll tell you right now. It looks like it's in between Dallas and Houston. Let me go. It's right on the border next to Shreveport. Let me see.
Okay.
Let me try to get. I'm gonna get closer. Henderson.
That's in my area.
Yeah, Henderson, and Longview.
Did you say Denton or Innocent or what did you say?
Henderson. Yeah.
Henderson County, that's right. The next one, I didn't feel nothing.
This one, Nacogdoches, I don't know what that word, that city is called.
Spell it out.
Nacogdoches.
Yeah, good luck with that.
That's what I said. It's, let's see. Center, I guess there's a city named Center. It's like close to Center. So St. Augustine, like around that area. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff going on, guys, you know, and I really feel the change in myself.
The reason why I said what part of Texas is because he mentioned that Chihuahua, Mexico, it's right next to El Paso. It's like right there in that area down in Mexico. And then it's Texas, El Paso. That's why I'm saying what part of Texas was it.
Isn't that where Grandma was from?
Yeah.
Y'all can't mess with Texas. What y'all talking about? Yeehaw!
But I'm from Texas. I'm a Texan. I'm an old cow hand.
I already mentioned a couple of weeks ago what we call you.
So Mama already know about that Texan blood, right? You got to be born here to understand, don't you?
Dude, when she's
I used to talk with an accent like this when the kids were bad, and they used to say, "Mom, why are you talking like that?" And I say, "Well, you better behave."
Yeah, when she's scared, she does. Yeah, it's funny.
That's
we're all embarrassed. Yeah. Like, be quiet, Mom. That's funny. Oh, I think this is Oregon, but I wonder if this is Renee. Welcome to the show, 541.
Hi, guys. I'm a sleepyhead. Sorry about that.
Do you want to get on the right? Brene, you want to get on Skype?
I do. I'm just waiting for my computer to warm up. I'll let you know.
Yeah, all right. That sounds good. And Poopy's here. Kevin's here. Sarah's here. They're all listening.
Hey, guys.
She goes all around the world talking to different people. And she calls them creators. So,
who is
there?
Oh, yeah.
Let me find her. Hold on.
Oh, Vicky. Vicky, if this happens on the 21st, then that means it's going to be a Friday. And if they're going to be doing that like in the mid afternoon, which would be our time as well. Then that means that you're going to have problems with computers and phones and stuff.
Yeah,
I would assume so, yeah.
Turn off your battery. Turn off everything.
Yeah. So your show's going to be, I don't know if you're going to have a show on Friday, but you'll have it on Thursday.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I forgot her name. I think she's one of my friends. Let me look. I'll look at my descriptions. I have so many of them. Her name is Lou something. What is her name? I'm looking, guys. I should have did this before the show, but I forgot.
I left you stranded. I was so tired. Like, I went to bed too late. Like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
I can't find her. Her name is Lou something. Punky wants me to ask you something. Vicky, hey, please ask your mom about the blood of the lamb on our doorway.
That's the crosses that you're supposed to put. Go to any Christian, any Catholic store and buy some candles and some crosses and put them over your door. Now, if you're Catholic, but you don't even have to be Catholic. You just go to a Catholic church and get some holy water and put it on your door and on your window seal. Just get a little jar and fill up your little jar with holy water and then just sprinkle around your house with the holy water and ask the Lord to protect you and to have angels around your property and your house and just before that happens. That way your house will be blessed and, you know, the angels are there to protect us and they will be there if you ask the Lord to give you the angels. You have to have faith.
I'm trying to find, I think her name is Lulu.
Lulu or Louisa?
No, it's, she's cool. No, she's in my Facebook. I liked her page. Let me look. Oh, this is going to take a while, guys, because I have a lot of likes. But let's do this because I really want you guys to know who that is. Let me see. My likes. Here we go.
So the Lord doesn't want you to be fearful or have fear because if it happens, it's going to happen towards negative people, I believe. and not positive people. People that are, you know, giving people, loving people, the Lord's going to spare them and have a protection upon them. The guy was talking about emotion. Don't get emotional about it. Like, take that equation out of your you know, if you're, like, emotional, try to release that or try to get rid of that before that so that you'll have a clearer conscience.
Oh, I found her. Okay, let me add Rennie. Hold on. I'm doing like 10 billion things all at once. And let me find you. Here we go. Hello. You're funny. Okay, so I'm adding you now.
Okay, that funny face is funny.
Yeah. Okay, so I found her, guys. Okay. And I pushed her name. Hold on.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, hang up on the other phone.
Yeah, hang up on the other phone.
Okay, bye. There we go.
You're dark.
Okay. Did I answer
the Lou Mace. Mac. M-A-C-E. Lulu Mace. Anyway, she does the co-creator stuff. Let me put her Facebook on in the chat. Copy, and here you guys go. Let me paste this. Bloop, 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 bloop. There you go. Anyway,
Lulu. When you said Lulu, Lulu looked up.
Oh.
My Lulu.
Lulu.
Her tail is wagging.
Yeah, that thing is a beast, man. She's like a killer tail.
She's a Lulu. Say hello, Lulu. Say hi. Say hi, Lulu.
Here?
No.
Say hi.
I hear Dijo. Dijo's now scratching at my door. Thanks. That's funny. Okay. So that's her name, Lulu Mace, and she does that co-creator stuff. She calls everybody her co-creators. And, you know, that's when I saw this guy, right? The man who just did the video. She interviewed him and another elder, you know, Mayan elder. And they were talking about the crystal skulls, because I was really interested in that because, you know, we had covered that on a heated conversation. And so when I saw this video, I was like, what? Wait a second. And it brought back all that information that I was like, I forgot about, you know, because that was like earlier in the summer, you know, springtime when I was talking about that. It was like the spring or something.
So a lot of people are going to think that it's the end of the world, but it's not. It's the beginning of a consciousness for 3 days. Is that what? And it's going to be a lunar eclipse?
Yeah, it's for 8 hours. But he said that we could prolong it with their pyramids that they're making and everything.
Wow.
So maybe it could go for. But he said to have pen and paper ready. When
I heard that.
Yeah, when this happens, get the pen and paper. But I'm thinking tape recorder, your cell phone, if it works. You know, does it record? And record all your ideas. Just talk to your phone or talk to your computer. You know what I mean? Just record it.
Or there's not going to be any electricity and stuff.
Well, I don't think when, like, your mom, I think there's going to be no computer, no TV, no telephone, no nothing.
I think you're on your own after that for a couple of days.
Yeah, I think the satellite's going to go.
And everybody will experience something.
Yeah, the satellites are going to make a sound like this. And then they're going to be done.
it's going to shut down that shutdown noise that we always, you know.
Yeah.
Even in the house when the electricity goes out, you can hear that shutdown sound.
Uh-huh.
You can really tell when the grid is out.
Yeah, you can tell.
I'm wondering if we have that noise all the time. We just are so used to it that we don't hear it. And it can be quiet, but it's not really quiet. We actually hear that. It's like a frequency that we can't really notice every day.
Well, I don't know, because my electricity went out last Sunday when it was that heavy storm. And it turned out for 3 hours, and I didn't hear anything. It was pure silence.
Yeah.
I saw
it was good for me because I was asleep.
What was that?
I got to go for, like, my boss is calling, and I'll call back in here in about 10, 15 minutes, but my boss,
okay.
Sylvester, is calling in.
That's fine. Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So, you know, guys, how can I explain this? You know, I know that there's a lot of people in chat. There's Christy. Thank you for being here. I love you, Christy. I love you, Janet. And they're in there. They're in the chat. And I know that they're very open-minded with the consciousness stuff. I'm new to this, okay? Like, I can't even tell you guys how new I am to this. You know, I think it started in the spring when I started to really awaken.
That's good because you've been open, though.
Oh, yeah, for years.
Yeah.
From
it's
the
just 90s. You just needed to associate with people that were open instead of closed-minded.
Exactly. Yeah, and you're right, Mom. You know, I've been open-minded my whole life. And, you know, he said
I try to have you guys have an open mind.
Well, I definitely
know?
Have an open mind. But my brothers do, too. My brothers have open minds, too. They're just like me. So it works for our family, you know. But the thing is, guys, is that the Mayan, he said that, you know, you are going to be prepared for this. I mean, your whole life you've been preparing for this. He said that. And I'll tell you the truth, you know, that yes, we were. I mean, we all came together. Why? For one purpose. One cause. That's why you guys are here and very loyal to me. All the archive and all the chatters and all the listeners. And I really appreciate that because I'm trying to give you guys the truth. I know that I could be sometimes, you know, a little extremist, you know. But that's the way I was born. That's the way I grew up. That's the way I live. I know that there's a lot of broadcasters who turn it off right when they're off air and they don't associate with anybody, you know? And then they just do their show. I'm not like that. I mean, how many times do I talk to you guys? On the phone.
Yeah.
I mean.
You do all the time. All the time.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Everyone. Anybody who wants to call.
People need leaders, Vicky. And if you are a type of leader everybody should be a leader. Everybody. I don't think you should be following the Pied Piper. I think you should all be leaders and be independent. But if you can, you need a little push. You need other people to do that. And we need one another.
Yeah, and I totally need you guys. You guys don't know how many times this year it was so hard. I mean, it was so hard to even breathe. And I still did the show, and I still showed up. I might not have been there 100%, guys, and I'm really sorry for that. But, you know, but I was still trying. Because I don't take this lightly. You know, what I'm doing here, what we're all doing here, what we're doing here listening, what we're doing here talking, what we're doing here chatting, we're all here because we're all sharing our knowledge. That's a very important thing, especially today, next week. I mean, when is the 12th? Let me look. I was pacing. The 12th is on Wednesday during Austin and Tammy's show. So, you know, Guerrilla Radio. We need to, on the 12th, I mean, that's a big day. That's a big 12-12-12, you know. We're never going to see that ever again in our life. And, I mean, the way that the numbers and the elite are, you know, especially so close, to the 21st, I wouldn't put it past them to try and do something. I wouldn't put it past them because, you know, he said they're trying to, you know, collide the protons and neutrons in our atmosphere to move the plates. You know, so, yeah, you know, obviously they're trying to induce something. And we just need to be prepared. But we'll talk about this more. When I go to commercial break, when I find my commercials, I keep on forgetting my commercials. I'm like, my intros and my exits. Yeah, like last week I put in the middle of the commercial time because I was like, wait a second, I forgot. So let me find them. There's so many of them. Okay, here we go. Let's see. What do we want to play?
Your computer keeps going boing, that noise we were talking about. You're doing that every once in a while. It's going boing.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm on a peer connection of 100 megs plus, so I shouldn't be getting that. Oh, maybe it's because I was walking around.
Oh, it could be connection or something. Yeah.
I was pacing. Remember I said I was pacing? I was pacing back and forth, you know?
Can you move around?
Yeah, when I was moving around. Okay, so guys,
Said
we'll be back, sir. I see you. We will be back, and Poopy, hopefully you want to put your 2 cents in here when we get back from commercial.
Poopy, I'll hear from me before I go to work.
Let me see if he's there, if he's up. Poopy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
My mom wants to say hi before she went.
Hey, guys.
I want to say hi to you before I go to work.
Yeah, I hear you got Chase. I'll be up a little bit tonight, so I'll tell your daughter what I was doing lately for chasing money with the tow truck. It's called wreck chasing. Yeah, listen, that's the first time I heard about that, about locking the doors and, you know, demons coming to the door. It's a little scary.
Yeah, it's going to be spiritual. But the guy doesn't know about spiritual. That's why he didn't mention it, but I know about it because...
Well, Mom, before you go to work, I will go to the commercial break and we'll come back and then we'll have you explain it, okay?
Okay.
And then maybe Poopy has a couple of questions. But we're going to go to commercial now, guys. And, this is a heated conversation, and I am your host, Heidi Reno. I'm with Renee, my co-host, and my mom, my co-host, and Scorp will be back. He's also the co-host. The heated conversation, so we'll be back.
Keep it locked right here. We'll be right back with the heated conversation with Heidi and Reno right after these messages.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house. And Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it. And this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea. Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high-fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on freedomizerradio.com. Hey guys, Proof here. Guess what? I just got a cell phone. Hey, for everyone that knows me, I'm not a fan of cell phones, but I just signed up with a company called Solovay. And Solovay is offering a plan right now with unlimited phone, text, and web for only $49 a month. Plus, if you refer a friend or two, you get a discounted rate for everyone you refer for as long as they have Solovay, not just for the first month, but for the whole time that person has Solovay. You sign up enough people, and Solovay pays you every month. What other cell phone company is going to pay you for service? Anyway, go to solavei.com/freedomizer. That's Solavei, Solavei.com/freedomizer. Learn all about it. Plus, and another kicker, if you sign up 3 people under you, you'll get another month for free as well. Plus, they're going to pay you cash. Anyway, Solavei.com/freedomizer.
Greetings, this is Blake the Eccentric, and I want to invite you to check out my new show on Freedomizer Radio, The Eccentric Perspective. It's sort of a red pill, blue pill, going down the rabbit hole kind of show, featuring outside-the-box politics, philosophy, and gonzo journalism. But be warned, with knowledge comes responsibility, and you might not see the world the same way again. As I will attempt to open your mind, speak to your common sense, and challenge your critical thinking skills. So please join me Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 1:30 Pacific Time. Once again, that's Eccentric Perspective, only on Freedomizer Radio.
Austin here from Guerrilla Radio, asking you guys to tune in Monday and Wednesday night after the Proof Negative Show.
Right here on Freedomizer Radio, the only network on the web that freedomizes your freedom. And please, people, do not believe the hype. We are not both cynics on Guerrilla Radio.
Wait, you're the cynical one, not me. I'm the realist here. Come on, Cam, you know everybody loves you, even though you're the biggest cynic out there.
Hey now, Austin, I was talking about you.
Wait, no, we're talking about you. You're the cynical one.
I'm not
realist.
The cynical one. You're the cynical one. Come on. Everybody knows you're cynical.
Hey there, Freedomizers. This is JC from the Sports Lounge. Join us for 3 hours on Saturdays as we take a break from politics to discuss sports at freedomizerradio.com. Come and join us each Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Pacific, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern.
Hey guys, tune into the Heated Conversation hosted by me, Vicky, UFOs, GMOs, and chemtrails, oh my. We talk about anything and everything as long as it's hot. So call in and join the discussion live Thursday nights, 10:30 to midnight, and Friday nights, 9 to midnight Pacific, only on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Hey Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Hola amigos, it is I, Jose, again. When my sister Maria and I come to this country, we had no documentation. But thanks to my friend Chayo, he has started a new business called Chayo's Coyote and Document Services. So now I have a social security card, a birth certificate say I was born in Minnesota, and a driver's license from the state of Oklahoma. So if you too are in this country and need help with documentation, contact Chayo's Coyote and Document Services. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Heated Conversation with your host, Hadi and Rena. Oh,
hey guys, welcome back to the Heated Conversation. And Renee, are you with us?
I'm here.
Yay! Okay.
Hello.
Woo-hoo. Renee is turning into the multitasker, just like me. We're dorks. Okay, so I'm going to bring everybody else back up. Mom, and I'm going to bring... I'm bringing on Mark, and I'm bringing back on Poopy. But, Mark, before we get into what you want to talk about, I want Poopy to ask my mom questions and my mom to ask him questions, okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Go ahead, Mom.
Go ahead. Ask me a question.
Oh, you want me a question? I don't really have no questions. Only thing I heard about the 3 days of darkness before I, you know, it was enlightened into what you guys were talking about with the – with the spiritual event was that this is the beginning of the pole shift. So in those 3 days, you're going to haul ass to high ground because as it's passing, if it's you know, this is all psychological. If it's real or not, I don't know. But if it passes, it's going to grab the South Pole and bring it to the North Pole. That's how the water's going to come. It's going to come from the south. So it's only going to freak me out a little bit, Mom.
I think there's going to be, like, a major earthquake where they're going to be released from underground. So that's where they come from anyway. And they're going to manifest themselves. And there has to be some kind of a big event for them to appear. But you're going to know. You're going to know when that's going to happen. It might not even happen on the 21st. It might happen next year or whenever, but it's going to happen.
I believe that. I believe it's definitely something's going to happen.
We might as well prepare for it, right, guys?
Yeah, might as well be ready for it. Even if it doesn't happen, at least you have your grapes, your beeswax candles. And if you're spiritual, you're going to be the light for your family. That was another prophecy that was given out, that you're going to be the light for your family if you are in the light. But if you're not, you know, I just say, you know, just start praying, ask the Lord for forgiveness, and that He would have the mercy upon you. But
yeah.
Any other questions?
It's going to be a crowded walk-in closet with the dogs and everybody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look out the window.
It's going to be a lot of terror, that's for sure. A lot of people are going to be in the streets crying. So be prepared for that, too.
I'm like, Mom, I'm believing with Mom because I'm over 50% this, the 21st this year. It might be next December. I'm going to plan for this December, but it could be next December because –
Right.
We don't know.
It could be during their Christmas season as well. I mean, Easter season.
Right.
The Easter. It could
Easter,
be there
okay.
that time too.
Right.
Well,
I mean, I'm planning on the 21st, or you know what I mean. I'm looking forward to that. But then if nothing happens, hey, then you know it's not far much. You know, another year or maybe less. You know, we don't know. But I mean, you know what I mean? I'm like not 100%. I told my wife, I said I got all my chips in. This is gonna be it. But then I found some new other revelations, and I'm pretty sure it's gonna be this year. But if it doesn't, I'm gonna be okay waiting another year.
Well, as long as we know what's going to be happening, or we don't really know what's going to be happening, but at least we're trying to figure it out, put the pieces together, and that's the first step. But Mark, real quick, before my mom leaves, I wanted you to, you were mentioning during the commercial break, briefly.
There was an amateur astronomer who found the Nibiru planet, Planet X, on the infrared, and I'm telling you, it's pretty impressive. Let's put it that way. It's got the wings and it's got the tail, and I don't know if Poop knows where to find it. I had to go to another website to find. I go to Steve Quayle, and he's got it today on there. And,
okay, I'll totally check it out.
Yeah,
I believe something's coming, Mark, because they've been putting them chemtrails up like crazy. And I was telling Vicky yesterday about I saw like a little rainbow thing. Like to the right of the sun. Like if you put your hand over the sun, you could see something trying to break through those chemtrails. But it wasn't really bright, but it was just enough to give it a rainbow effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Well, we had a lot of fog over here. I don't know. I didn't see too many. They're letting the fog take care. You know, it's a lot of mist that we hear.
Are getting doom and gloom, right, in December.
Yeah, it's like a fog, you know what I mean, a heavy fog. But I haven't seen that. I was going to say something else to Poop was, it ran away from me. But it'll all come back to me. It's just, that's the pretty impressive stuff. And he says that it may not happen. I don't know if it's going to be here by December. I don't know. It's just, that's what I was going to say, Poop. Check this out. I was looking up at Orion, and you guys out there, I was looking up at Orion. And, of course, you know, it's got the buckle. And then I looked further towards, let's say, about 30 degrees, pooped towards, it would be the west. And I seen this stuff. It might be a nebula. I've never seen this thing before.
Oh,
it's
Pleiades.
Like,
you're talking about Pleiades. That's Pleiades.
It could it be? Are you sure? Because it's like, it looks like, I'll tell you how it looks like. It looks like a short hourglass, about 3 inches from my view, and then maybe a 2-inch circle on top, you know, and it's a full, and it's just like a little capsule, like, as it were.
Yeah, that's Pleiades.
Is that Pleiades?
It's amazing. Well, it's amazing that we can look into space like that.
It's like I see a nebula from my eye. I've never seen it. They're all clustered together, and it's like, I go, wow, this is like, you usually see one star, but I'm seeing clusters.
We all know that I was out filming with you-know-who all winter last year, you know, and every day, night. And I, you know, me and Poopy were talking about this. I don't know if it was on the show or off the show because I talked to everybody, right? So I don't remember anymore. Anyway, but we were saying how, you know, how it's so different. The whole Orion is different. That's what Poopy was saying, and it's true. Everything is getting closer, if you could tell. I mean, all the stars look like they're right there.
It's amazing, man.
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
You would have never saw this. You would have never saw this 20 years, 30 years ago when I was young.
No.
Now you can look up in the sky. I used to see a lot of stars, but never like this.
No.
Where it's so bright next to the moon.
Because we're in the galactic center this year. We are totally... And I remember, Mom, in the summer, I was like, Mom, look how we're in the Milky Way. We're in the middle. And I showed you.
I'm hoping, Hildick, I'm hoping that this is right where it doesn't come in this year, but we start seeing all the signs of it coming in. So next year, we'll be really on top of our game. Like,
actually,
you know
that would be cool if, well, it is the age of Aquarius. It starts on the 21st as well.
This show takes you on awareness where you are prepared. So thank God that people are listening. Thank God that their people are taking precaution, and just thank God that they're awakened. Because if not, they would be like the people that I work with. They're in La La Land. They don't know what's going on at all.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
Right. And you know what, guys? What if? Okay, since you guys brought this up, what if we are in, you know, the 2009 time frame when we start seeing it? Remember they said we were going to start seeing it next to the sun in 2009? And then it was going to go around, and then we'll be back to seeing it in 2011, 2012. Well, anyway, how about if we're in that time frame? They were a couple years too fast and telling us.
I'm going to tell you right now, Vicky, my consciousness has doubled, quadrupled. It's just like, you know, it says in the latter days, the knowledge shall increase. I'm telling you, my knowledge has just like expanded. It's just
right.
All this information.
Yeah, but
know?
My whole life is changing too. I've been saying that a couple of times already on the show for the last couple of months. It's changing me. I'm changing. It's a work in progress. But I'm trying not to, because I have an anger management problem, right? Let me just tell you this. I got road rage. I got anger management problems where I'm just like, fuck you, you know, and I go crazy. Well, anyway, that's just the way
I want to say something to you, Vicky. I don't like you guys talking bad about Larry. I don't like that guy talking that way. He shouldn't be allowed talking about that kind of, you know, intimate stuff, you know what I mean, on your show there. You know, they say Larry wants to go call him up. I was listening one night. I go,
Kevin's on the line. Yeah. Yeah, he's actually listening at the moment. But, yeah, he
tell that guy, Kevin, he can't go ahead and talk about, you know, like stuff like that. You know what I mean? Crossing the line there, you know what I mean? How about if I came in here
like tropical thunder, man? I'm the dude.
Yeah.
This guy's the other dude.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
you know, Renee, do you want to mention anything about that?
Oh, well, Kevin, you know, if you're on the line there, Kevin, you know better. That you can, you know, you joked around about it once, but keep pushing it. That's not a good idea. That's all I can say.
That's one of the things that I've learned is fools offend another person. Don't do it. Don't go there. You are
just
keep
you in
your own soul.
I'm gonna fight up fresh with Renee. I'm gonna fight up fresh on the radio with Renee, and I started getting, you know what I mean? I mean, this would be, I know it's a heated conversation, but you know, we gotta protect each other's faces. You know what I mean? We can't.
True.
You might really hurt someone's feelings, and
you, can't do
and you
that.
Don't want to do that.
We're all we got. We're all we have right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that are lost and aren't aware, you know, they don't want to become aware. They don't want to be awakened. They don't like that. They don't want to be bothered. But we do. We do are involved. We are helping each other out. And if we can do it as brothers and sisters, then let's do it. Don't offend another person. That's not right. Nobody offends you.
No.
Nobody turns around and offends, you know, puts you
down.
So why should you put another person down? Don't do it. Just stop.
That's true. You guys are right.
Thank you, Ma.
You guys are 100%.
Well said, Ma.
You're welcome.
Amen to that, Ma.
You guys are completely right. You know, so
when it comes down, you know, it's the people are going to be fearful. There's going to be crying in the streets. I'm telling you, it's going to
be
a frightening experience, and brace yourself. The storm's coming. A spiritual storm coming, and be ready.
How about does Vicky know that the 13th and the 14th of this month? Next Thursday, there's going to be a big asteroid. You know that, right, Vicky?
Yeah, let me tell you something about December the 12th. December the 12th is a big day for, it was in the Mayan times. It was during the times when they were ripping the hearts out of the innocent Indians, the ones that were taken, the ones that were enslaved.
Right.
Anyway, so they had to have spiritually... God had to do something, so he got one of the humblest men. His name was San Diego. That's why they called it San Diego, because of him.
Uh-huh.
And the Blessed Mother appeared to him, and it's right now. It has the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and it's been in this I don't know what a cloak. He had a cloak, and when he opened up the cloak, the mother appeared in the cloak, and it's been a scientist has gone to Mexico to the cathedral, and they've been studying the colors and they've been studying the cloak, and nothing has been damaged, and it's been since the time of the Mayans, and it has not deteriorated, it's not damaged or nothing, it's still the same. But anyway, I just want to let you know that she appeared on December the 12th. So December the 12th is a big day for Catholics in Mexico, for Our Lady of...
Right.
I
have my worker. He's telling me, he goes, they walk everywhere. The 12th is a big... He goes, it's San Diego. I have a worker he's a Czech. He's a Czech. He's a Czech Republican. He's a Czech from Prague, and he's a good man. He's a hard worker and all that. And he's telling Maria, you know, she's, because he lives in Mexico a little bit. Because they walk, and they're all Mexico City.
Because,
what they do is they
offer on the prayers to her, and they ask her to pray intercede for their loved ones that are sick or something. And if a miracle happens in their lives, they promise to go to Mexico, and they have to walk I don't know if it's a mile or half a mile on their knees just to get to her and just to offer their gratitude.
Right.
And that's all it is.
I didn't know
gratitude.
That it was on their knees. He told me they're walking. I didn't know it was on their knees, Ma.
Some people go on their knees and they offer up the pain for that miracle that happened. Because, you know, there was a miracle that happened last Sunday with Vicky. It was, I believe it's a big miracle that happened. And people don't see the miracles, but I saw it. And I saw that there was, when she was in the train, that the big boulder could have hit the train. It could have hit her on top of her cart because she was the first one. And I think it was like the third cart. Anyway, that boulder could have hit right on top of her. But it didn't. It just stopped right in front of them, mm-hmm. and the train so happened to go slower than usual because of the storm that was happening. And that was a miracle, and I thank God for that. I thank God for that. I am so grateful for that miracle. But it was a miracle, and I believe that.
Wow, Vicki. You got to – that's something – I had a close call a couple weeks ago. Thank God I'm still here because it was foggy, and I was driving, and I didn't – I knew I had to make my turn, but I was going a little too fast. I busted my – bent my rims, And I thank God too, because let me tell you, it's cost me a little bit of money, but I don't care about the money because you know could have rolled over. God was with me. In fact, the Czech Republic, I'll name him. His name is Vlachles, but we call him Charlie. I forget how he said it. He goes, God was with you. It's like that to me. And it's true. He's a sincere man. He believes in Maria. He goes, I'm gonna go with my Maria. He's a special man. And I got him. I'm helping him out. You know what I can. You know, poop. I'm trying to give him. He works around the house. Like he don't have nothing. But I want to tell you another story. I felt like a giant a couple days yesterday. I bought a kid, my son's friend, we took him, and they don't have much money. Anyway, I bought two pizzas, and I gave him a pizza, and I dropped him off home. I told him, go in there, and the scripture came to my mind and says, he that giveth to the poor lendeth unto God. I felt, my daughter saw the tears in my eyes. I just felt like I was just, like, so powerful, you know what I mean? I felt really good. Doing that, you know, you give to the poor, you lend it to God, and but guess what? God's gonna pay you back, of course, right? He's gonna pay you back. So I felt really, really like a giant. I just felt really strong, and I don't know. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
No, that's amazing.
That's
there's
really
a lot of stuff
that's
happening.
What we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help one another. That's what I'm saying about that. You know, it makes you. A better person, really, and you have your dignity. You don't want to lose your dignity. You want to, you know, you want to just maintain your dignity. Anyway, I got to go.
Right.
I'll be listening to the show.
Okay.
I have to go, but I'll be listening on my way to work, okay?
All right,
guys?
That's cool.
Be safe.
Okay.
Be safe.
Talk to you later.
Bye, Rosie. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. All right, and I'm going to meet you now. Okay, cool. Bye, Mom.
Vicki.
Yes.
I want to know about the squiggly light bulbs and the mercury. That was pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys get that? Guys who were listening, Scorp is actually back on the line. You know, was that for the good or the bad? Like, I didn't catch
that. That was good. That was for the good? Pretty good, but I don't know exactly what it does. Something to do with the energy, I guess.
Because it flows, right? And mercury.
It
flows. So that makes
sense.
I
got one of those bulbs in my house. It kind of freaked me out. I was like, what?
But we don't have them in ours.
Yeah, I have one. I have one.
You know, I don't agree with mercury, but.
Yeah, I know. If it breaks, you're in trouble.
Yeah, maybe I should put one just in case. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I'll get one. But, you know, guys, there's so, you know, Mark, I agree with you. You know, my consciousness has been growing, too. You know, and I was never into the consciousness. You know, you could ask Mom or anybody who knows me. You know, I was like so anti-consciousness.
I don't know. It's just like exploding or, you know, it's just. You know, it's just all coming together. Now, like, let's say those guys that were thinking they were coming in 2009, right? I didn't have a clue. I wasn't on it. I wasn't on it then. Okay, it was first I saw about the Giants with Steve Quell, and then I stumbled. I kept on pursuing information. I kept on pursuing what's out there, and I stumbled across that Planet X member, and then that started bringing in more information. And it's just like, you know what I mean? It's everything is like a big gear, a big wheel, and they're all coming together, and you're able to patch it all up, and make something of it, you know. And I, like I said, a year and a half ago or so, you know, and now it's all coming together now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, a whole bunch of stuff has happened to me, you know. Even when I went to Oregon, a whole bunch of stuff happened. And but it's all, I believe it's all the way it should be. It is as it should be. Everything happened for a reason. It all is as it should be. Like me coming home early, because I was supposed to be there still. I was actually thinking of staying until the 10th. Hold on. I got a... Sorry, guys. My ringtone was going off. It's
that
all
means you
got
to go to a break.
I think no, we have half an hour. Okay.
Scorp wants to come back on.
He's already on.
You know.
He
is. You're on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, y'all talking about touchy stuff, and I'm sitting here getting okay.
No, man, I muted you a long time ago. Didn't you hear unmuted?
I just missed the information. You're talking about light bulbs. I'm trying to get her to laugh, you know. A little Marilyn Monroe action, you know. Happy birthday song, whatnot.
Thank you, Chris, for coming on the show and listening to the chat. I really appreciate it. But, you know, but guys, you know, like I said, I was still supposed to be there until, like, Monday. And I came home on Sunday, so last Sunday. Well, this.
Yeah, you were supposed to come over to my house for the rest of the remainder of the time. That would have been really cool.
I should have. But I didn't know I'm going to go next time. I already promised you, so.
Well, I might not be here. I might not be here. You might not be here. We might not all be here.
Oh, no, don't tell me the 21st. I don't.
Hey, you're a fear monger.
I know.
You're a fear monger. Kevin wants to come on. Let's bring him on. Kevin, welcome to. Welcome.
How you doing,
Kevin?
How you doing? Mark.
Talking to me.
Kevin, they're talking to you. Yeah, you're on.
Hello?
Kevin. Hey, Kevin, can
you
hear us?
We're on the heated conversation right now.
On the heated conversation?
On the heated Yeah, you with Vicky. Yeah, you're on.
Kevin.
How you doing over there?
Hello?
Hello, Kevin, can you hear us?
He's a little shy. It's okay, we'll help him out.
He's laughing. I wonder why he's laughing. Scorp, oh, Scorp just dropped. Let's see what. Yeah.
As a native descent. Vic, it's not him.
What's going on here?
Hello.
You know how he always comes on.
As a native, I forgot the name of his tribe. He goes, my ancestors told me Larry was a fairy, but. He'll start something off like that.
Oh, my goodness. Skip, I brought you on, but just a lot of static. 701, welcome to the show. Is that Kevin?
How you doing, Pat?
Go ahead, put it in the office, Sam.
No,
it's Kev. What's up, Kev?
I don't think he could hear us. We'll mute him, and then we'll unmute him. Kevin, welcome to the show. Can you hear us now? Kevin! Kevin is just going to be muted for a little while.
You know, it's probably cold where he's at, and he doesn't want to come out and get his ears cold. I know. Yeah.
That's
okay.
Funny. Okay, Skype, you're back on, too. Your static is gone.
Yeah, I know. I hit the damn wrong button on my phone. He brought me the voicemail, then I had it hung up.
Oh, that's okay.
Me, Renee, talking about light bulbs to get me all confused and crap. Your fault.
Yeah. I ain't touching the damn thing. You come over and take it out.
But, you know, guys, it is poison, right? Mercury is poison, so.
Yeah, it's in all the
damn hallway. It's way up in a lamp in the hallway, way up in the roof.
Janet said it's even if you have the light on, it's bad. So.
Well, I have to get a ladder to get up there, and I'm not doing that.
How many blah 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 does it take to unscrew a light bulb? Just kidding.
Three. You must be on mute.
You're not on mute. Are we here?
You're not on mute.
I'm unmuted. I'm unmuted, man. Ooh, smooth.
I think my mom just raised her hand, and let me see. Welcome back to the show, Mom. What's up?
Sorry, I'm yelling at my cat.
Mom. Hello? You unmuted your... Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Hey, how about the mercury? I was going to ask you. That's the sort of thing I was going to mention. How about the mercury that's on your teeth? Like the one that all of us who were born in the 50s and 60s that we had our fillings with the mercury.
I know about those fillings. The military gives everybody those stones.
I'm going to hang up now.
I had
those. If anybody has anything to add to that. Okay,
I'll meet you. Okay. Okay. You're welcome. Anyway, I have them. You know, we all know that when I got sick a couple months ago, my teeth hurt, and they were hurting so bad. Well, you know, three of my teeth on the bottom, they were growing up. They were pushed up.
Okay.
And I didn't know how that happened. I still don't understand it. It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's really.
I've never heard of anything like that. Yeah.
I was in so much pain. Maybe it was just my body trying to. I don't know.
That's insane in the membrane.
That's
well, on the 21st, our heads are going to grow like cone heads.
I want to be a cone head. Nikki with a nipple on his head. That was funny.
Instead of playing horseshoes, we're going to throw rings on each other's heads.
That would be scary. We're all turning into Anunnaki or something.
Yeah.
That would be really scary. You know, guys... I don't know. This is coming up really soon. I mean, we are like in the brink of it, right? I mean, before
I, yeah.
6 months. We have 9 months.
Hey, Poop, whatever happened to Arizona? Hey, Poop, I got a question for you.
What's up, brother?
How's Arizona doing? I haven't heard him around lately. Is he okay?
Well, we lost Tim when Donnie got off the air. We lost Arizona. Even though I was trying to keep in touch with Lucas, because Lucas talks to Arizona too. I mean, that guy had some good info, man. But I guess he's lost in the radios. You know, I know he probably still comes on like True Frequency or something like that here and there. But it's like a hit and miss, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't heard at all from him since Donnie's been down. I haven't heard at all. From Arizona.
Yeah, you know what? For those guys out there that, you know, saying he was going to come in 09 and all that stuff and they're all charged, it's okay. You know, it's like me. You know, if it ain't going to be this year, I'll be looking for next year. But I'm going to be looking this year because, you know, my chips are in, as it were. You know what I mean? And,
yeah, I hope it don't, Mark, I hope it don't even come. I hope that these people are so off on everything, and I hope that God isn't intervening with everything because they're getting prepared, dude. Jesse B. Shore has been on top of this stuff, and I know Vic thinks he's a double agent. Either way, they're building stuff, you know. You know, and we're behind the eight ball on a lot of stuff. But you know, if God's involved, then they're going to be behind the eight ball too, man.
Well, you know, that's funny that you guys mentioned that. I mean, if it doesn't happen this year, but you know what? We're aligned, guys. Right? We're aligned. If you look at that, I just looked at that, Mark, when you were talking to my mom about San Diego. And, that's Pallades you were looking at. I just took a look at it, and it was. Yeah, but we can see it so clear. It looks like it's right, I mean, it's like right on top of us, guys. And before it wasn't. It was last year. It was about the east, like in the east side. But we shifted
right.
of some sort, or the planets did, because, you know, if you guys remember a couple months ago, Jupiter was on the east side and Venus
yeah.
was on the east side when they used to be on the left side.
Oh, I remember that.
I mean, on the right
that.
Side.
I got some good information from Poop. Hey, I've been reading that lately. I bought the book Science Prophecy about a year and a half ago. I didn't understand it when I read it. Like I said, I just been dabbling around, stopped looking around, and I couldn't understand it that well, you know, that prophecy. So I put it down, and then now, all of a sudden now, they're saying that Atlantis was 9,000 years ago, 9,769 years ago was Atlantis, and they wrote this stuff down, and what they said was that the lion turns around, the Venus comes up, and the old lion turned around, meaning that the poles, the way this author was describing it, it's the earth stopped, and then it started turning the other way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it started going from east to west, Mark. The Quran, the Muslims are even talking about this, where that's why the sun will rise in the west and then set in the east instead of rising in the east and setting in the west. So there's some heavy stuff with this. If it stops,
so,
and then starts rotating the other way, right?
Would that be pulse? I don't know if the pulse shift would flip us over. But if the earth stops turning and then it starts up the other way, I guess that would make the...
You remember that commercial, Vic? Hey, Mark, you remember that commercial where the people were floating in the fucking ceiling and they floated in the ceiling, they slammed back down to the ground and they grabbed their bags and run out of the house.
Oh, I remember that. That was like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Really? I never seen that. That's weird.
Yeah, no, I did. I saw that.
It was on regular TV.
Yeah.
And what happened?
And then they had that commercial with the Mayans,
and
you know, if the Mayan stuff doesn't happen.
Ask him why he's still watching regular TV.
I'm sorry.
You're supposed to be a Casey,
that's so funny. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at something in chat.
I don't care.
Guys, we have www.freedomizerradio.com. That's FreedomizerRadio.com. That's FreedomizerRadio.com. And we're talking about my beard. My beard on my picture. And that's what we're talking about. Anyway, Casey just said. I need a razor. That's funny. Casey, you're funny. I love you. I love Casey. Casey's awesome. And we're just talking about how, well, I was talking about how, you know, my beard is hot. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to interrupt, but we had a different conversation going. And I just had to mention it because it was funny. But, no, you know,
yeah.
Guys, it is what it is. Let's try and bring on Kevin again. Kevin, can you hear us now? Kevin!
How you doing, Kev? Come out wherever you are.
I think Kevin went Mimi's.
Join the
yeah.
conversation.
I think Kevin went Mimi's. It was Mimi's time for Kevy. He's like, oh,
yeah.
I gotta go Mimi's while I'm listening.
We're popping hot and tot and hot tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on out.
Drop it like it's hot.
Yeah.
I jizzed in my pants. You seen that video yet?
No. The one that you sent me?
Yeah, it's the Lonely Island. They got some funny videos, guys.
Yeah, I gotta watch it. I just got so busy trying to download that video for us to listen to today. It's like all the YouTube converters are not working. And what's up with YouTube?
Yeah, no,
why
I had that problem too. I had that problem too when I was trying to convert that dang video from you and your voice,
yeah.
And it just wouldn't go.
Yeah,
anyway,
I finally got it. Finally.
Yeah. So anyways, Poopy, what you been up to, bro? How's it going in your neck of the woods?
Well, was telling Vic I jumped into some tow trucks right now. I'm trying to tow truck for my older son so he can have some kind of job, because I know these damn kids ain't going to have no damn jobs the way this is going with this economy. And
Hey, I've been watching this. It's on Lame Street, but it'd be one of them AM talk shows on a radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be heading into work. And even the people over there are talking about, man, this dude, old dude, and President, you know, Obama, he picks him mess a lot of things up.
It's all of them. It's the whole government, man. It's so bad. It's a shame.
Oh, really?
Well, you would think with all these people on our side, all these Americans, and we wouldn't let this happen. Like, you know, the chemtrails, the poisoning of the food, the water, all this shit is real. But people just don't want to believe it. It's like a Alfred Hitchcock old movie. But it's real.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're in such denial, right? They're like, no. And then they don't want to hear. You know, they don't want to hear. There's this lady on a train, right? Real quick, let me just mention this. There's a lady on a train, and I tried to talk to her, you know, because I'm a friendly, nice person, and I wanted to see the Truckee River. And I said, is it on this side or that side? She's like, I think it's on that side. Anyway, so... when I got on the radio, because I wasn't going to call in, Scorp and Renee, thank you, and Minister, thank you so much for covering for me. And anyway, and when I was on the radio, she was giving me dirty looks, right? She had a baby. It was like 3 months old. And she was giving me dirty looks, like...
Why?
Because
that's
what I was
weird.
Talking about, you know, we were talking about the guy with the tattoo. Anyway, and at the end of the show... Right? Mm-hmm. She started talking to me, and she was like, I think at first she was like, oh, my goodness, because I was talking about the aborted babies and the Pepsi, and I was talking about the Kraft and Nestle, and I was talking about everything. And then, you know, because she was drinking a Pepsi, because in the train they have Pepsi products on the train. And I knew that, so I brought my own, you know, whatever. And, it's crazy. Anyway, but at the end she was like, she was listening to me. So she's listening to the show. Thank you for joining us. And, I try to give you guys the truth as much as I can. And, you know, and I think that comes across with my personality is that I do try to give you guys the truth. I mean, I might not be perfect and I might not be right all the time, but I'm trying. And I'm giving you guys all the views. You know, I'm very open-minded. I've always been very open-minded. So, us having... Matt on last week with Cameron, and Matt's a Satanist, you know, and Cameron was sort of an atheist. You know, it's a different point of view, but they were pretty cool, you know. They weren't trying to force their agenda on us, and that's what I liked about them. And I think that we need to listen to everybody's story, because everybody has a reason. I think that maybe Matt is a little lost. But that doesn't mean he's a bad person, because I told you guys about the story about, you know, the people on the bus, the evil-looking ones. I did not see that in him. And I have been seeing a lot of evil.
Right.
Like, I could see through. I have, like, x-ray vision now. Like, I could see through it. I see when somebody's not very honorable.
Exactly.
Like, I see it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Be civil. Be civil. You know, you don't have to offend anybody. And you just be civil, because they're on this side just like we are. They're trying to find their way. And, you know, now if there was a devil that's trying to go and roll boulders or tip me over, you know, that's a different situation, right, when you've got life-threatening issues. But, you know, you just be civil, you know what I mean? Everybody's got a right to their opinion, and I accept people for what they say. You know, I give them a chance to hear them out, and then I get to make my own mind up, you know?
Exactly, you know, and it's a hard struggle, though, Mark. That's a hard struggle, because sometimes I'm big-headed, right? I mean, I don't listen to anybody but myself, and I've been really changing that. You guys have actually taught me how to change that. People like Christy and Sonia and, you know, Janet and Renee and everybody, Poopy, all of you guys have changed my life in a little way. You know, Tammy even, and Austin. You know, like, you guys all have made me think, what if, how about this other situation, you know? because not everything is about, you know, about what you want. It's about good and evil. That's exactly
right. Yeah, about being humble and just get through this life. That's all. Because you can't take nothing with you. You can't really be tied down to this materialistic shit. You know, you're living your life because you got, you know, this is where we're at. But you don't got to get crazy with this shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm starting to learn that too, you know. I am starting to learn that, you know, and I this year, like I said, was really hard, okay? I mean, first the you know, situation, and then, you know, I fell for somebody this summer, and then I tried to, you know, go back to the past with a couple of other people, and it just didn't work out. But, you know, even though I had a hard situation when I was in Oregon, I figured it out, right? Because for all these years, I've been bad, okay? I was a bad person, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit on right now. You know, I was all about me, right? If you don't give me this,
yeah,
I'll take
it. Everybody's like that, Vicky, and then they grow out of it. It's just,
yeah, yeah. Well,
I'm
totally growing out of it. But you know what? I've realized, and I've always known that I've loved Josh for, you know, I've known him for 15 years. You know, I mean, I know how I feel about him. This time around, even in the hands of, like, uncertainty and, you know, like, craziness and chaos, I really felt at home, like I was home. And I think that's a good thing that this has taught me is that, you know, yes, I've always been a little bit humble and I've been a little bit, you know, whatever, but I was still growing and I still had that selfishness in me, you know. This time around, I don't. And I think it's the consciousness that's changing me as well as my age. Because
what I could add to this is that nobody has all the pieces to the puzzle. Nobody's got the forged the patent on it. No one's got it. So each person has to exchange ideas, and we go from there. And if the person, you know, is right with whenever the exact date, I mean, that's great. You know what I mean? But we're all trying to figure this out together, right? And so I mean, because none of us, once we, you know. Because we want to be informed, you know, and so.
We need to be informed. Thank you, Casey. Casey just said, "Vicky, you're the shit." Thank you so much, Casey. Yeah. And Jenna, you're right. Forgiveness. Forgive yourself. You know, when I got that 7 rays of light reading when I called into Christy's show in November, you know, they said to forgive. That was a you know, something that they said for me is forgive. And I have a hard time forgiving people. Mm-hmm. And I think that this Oregon trip taught me how to forgive. Because I hold on to shit, and I hold on until it's dead prey. You know?
Well, that's not good.
Like a grudge. You mean a grudge?
No. Well, a grudge or like a pit bull. You know what I mean?
I got a scripture for you here. If you can't forgive the person, okay, I'll first go before that. How can you say you love God who you can't love, that you can't see, and someone you can see, you say you love? And it says, how can you love God that you can't see, and someone you love that you see, and you hate, and you don't love that person? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
God is someone you can't see, and you say you love them, but you got to. I know I got twisted up, but that's basically what it is. You got to forgive. If God, Jesus died for sin, He forgave us. We have to do the same thing.
Exactly.
I'm always quick. My wife, you know, I'm 5 minutes. She'll press the issue and stuff, and I'll say, "Look, I'm sorry. Forgive me." You know, I you know what I mean to. But that's another issue. You know how when you're married, it's a complex thing, and you know, it's you just a work in progress. You just keep going through it, and it's like I remember one person saying, "So we're in different rowboats, and we got to row together." You know what I mean? So you got different ideas, and you just you know, you just row
together.
You know what I mean?
We got to be teamwork. That's what the relationship is. That's what a friendship is. That's what every kind of working, everything is teamwork. And we need
right,
to have...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll tell you, you know, if I had a... You know, but I never had that kind of spirit where, like, oh, you know, hit the road, get out of here, hit the road. I never had that because, you know, it's always had, you know, like, so I find another girl that's got more problems. You know what I mean? So just work with the problems. Like,
no, exactly.
Yeah, I know the deal, Mark. I know the deal. I hear you.
Yeah, exactly, Mark.
You know what I mean? And you set yourself up for another set of problems that are all new, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, you get one, and you're getting something different. Sometimes you just got to hold on to what you got and just ride it out.
Hey,
exactly,
Mark. You are right on point. That's true.
See, you got to look past your faults. I'll tell you, I'll help you out. My wife, when we went to the airport, LAX, I went to pick up a friend, and she was yelling and screaming that I just met her. And she's yelling, "Why you gave me a ticket? You got me a ticket like that. Look what you did." And I'm just like, oh, and they're friends right there. You know, calm down. You know, it's okay. It's only a ticket, you know. And I'm thinking, man, maybe I should just, you know, maybe I should get out of here, you know. But then I thought, I looked past it because she had more promising things than just one thing. So, I mean, it's, you get what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. You
got
to look past
the
problem, Paul.
With all this going on, oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
No, go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead. Oh, wait. By the way, I'm going to sign off for right now. I'm signing off because I have to return to work. Hey,
yeah.
We'll check
okay.
Yeah, work. Go ahead, Mark. Thank you for calling in. I love you.
Okay,
be safe.
Guys. It's okay. Good night, everybody.
Bye,
good talking to you. Bye.
Good night, Mark.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Mark is dropped. But, guys, you know, we have a really good thing going here in the Heated Conversation. We really do. I mean, we have deep friendships.
Yep.
That's the beauty of all this.
It's all part of the cone head. We're going to touch cone heads.
With the nipples like Little Nicky.
Ooh, my mom used to shake hands with their heads.
Yeah. That's funny. We're going to upload. We offload. I hope that, you know, it's a couple of days away, guys. It's a couple of days away.
Oh, yeah. I won't even worry about it. Just keep doing what you're doing. I mean, as for the demon thing, that kind of, like, freaked me out a little bit because that made me think of that vampire movie where that part of Alaska goes dark for a while.
Mm.
What was it? 3 Days of Darkness or some shit? No, it was 48 Days of Darkness or 30 Days of Darkness.
Oh, I never saw that.
Oh, that's scary shit. I don't want to see that shit no more.
And if Poopy says that, guys, then it must be.
They're like monsters. They're not vampires. They're straight monsters. It's freaking me out.
I don't really like movies like that, but I do like the vampire movies. I don't know why I'm addicted to, like, the Vampire Diaries. Don't ask me. I don't know. I don't know. I just, you know, Twilight. Yeah, this next one looks kind of stupid. You know,
you know, when most people your age do things like that, that's normal. You know, I mean, when you get my age, you change again. You know, there's changes all throughout your life.
Every 5 years, Renee.
Yeah, every 5 years it seems like, huh? Even the way you look even changes every 5 years.
I'm getting old.
Well, don't cry.
I'm going to look old. I'm going to look like that bearded person that I look like now.
Jingle bells.
You never know. I used to work with a lady at my work. I mean, we're in an airport, okay? An airport. We're working at an airport. And she had beard hairs, like 5 inches long. I mean, seriously, I had to go to the boss and say, hey, boss, you know, can you tell her to do something about her face? Because that looks really nasty in public. So I don't know. She just told her something because she did pluck it out. But it was nasty.
Oh, no. That, you know what, though? Yeah, but I...
Shit. You know, just to change that, what if it is spiritual and it is, I mean, fuck the window. You might as well shut the door and go in the basement. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to lock the door and don't look out any windows. Don't let anybody in your house. I know about that one.
Yeah, that's going to be some bullshit. You know, someone could be banging on the door like, yo, let me the fuck in. It's me. What the fuck are you going to do,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you'll be ignoring them because you think that they're a demon, right?
But you have to think of them as a demon.
Yeah, you don't let them in, right?
It is as it should be. My mom told me all these years, she says, Vicky, when this happens, we're all going to be placed where we're supposed to. I told you guys, I was supposed to be in Oregon still. But circumstances happened, and I'm back home. I was meant to be home. You see what I'm saying? Like, we're all meant to be where we're supposed to be at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go to commercial.
Well, I'm staying home on those days. That's for sure.
I sure hope so.
I'm not going anywhere. Just in case something does happen, I'm staying home.
I'll be calling you, of course.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, so let's see, what do I want to play? I don't know. What am I in the mood for? I guess I'll play Shakira. Might as well.
I like Shakira.
Yeah, I like her too. I think she's a great singer. Okay, I know why you like her though, Poopy. Anyway, in a few minutes, guys, this is Holly Arena. We have Renee, we have Scorp, and we have Poopy. And Kevin is, I think, asleep. I think he went Mimi's. But we'll be back, guys. Everybody in chat, thank you for sticking around with us. I love you. And here we go.
On the fire department hotline in case I get in trouble later. Not looking for cute little devils to fix many guys that just want to enjoy. But having a very good time and they hate very bad in the arms of the boy.
Keep it locked right here. We'll be right back with the heated conversation with Hadi and Reno right after these messages.
Hello everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know about our brand new sponsor, Silver Leaf Tea. Now, as you guys know that have listened to me for years, I am a tea aficionado. I have hundreds of different flavors and styles at my house, and Silver Leaf has exactly the kind of stuff that I look for. I love loose tea, great antioxidants. I just love the taste of it, and this Silver Leaf has black, they have green, they have white, they have organic. Great for hot tea and iced tea. Silver Leaf Tea, it's right on our website, freedomizerradio.com. And check it out and order it. Silver Leaf Tea.
Hello again, Freedomist. Proof is here, and I want to talk to you about a brand new soda maker called SodaStream. Now, the Proof House has had SodaStream for about a year, and we love the thing. We use it quite often. With SodaStream, you can have fresh-made soda in seconds. One of the big things we like about it is that there's no high fructose corn syrup and no aspartame. There's over 60 flavors, or you can create your own. Not just sodas, they also have iced teas and energy drinks. Here at the Proof House, we make egg cream sodas all the time. Some other facts to consider here, there's no electricity, no more wasted bottles and cans, and the most important thing is that it tastes great. Keep in mind, too, this is a perfect family present for Christmas, or, hey, just surprise the family with something great. Also, for a limited time, there's free shipping, so go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the SodaStream link, and I hope you check out the product. That's SodaStream right on freedomizerradio.com.
Please learn more about Freedomizer Radio by going to freedomizerradio.com and also Facebook us. Right at freedomizerradio.com. Catch you there.
Hey, y'all. This is Ron with Ron's Media Maker. I would like to invite you to listen to my show every Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for our international listeners, that's 1,800 hours to 2,000 hours Greenwich Mean Time right here on Freedomizer Radio. I always interview a broad spectrum of guests ranging from entrepreneurs to the eclectic. I also like to keep you up to date on the latest breaking news in geopolitics, world events, astronomy, technology, science, and how it relates to the 21st century and an emerging global order. Be sure to visit our website at freedomizerradio.com take part in our lively chat room, visit our sponsors, or read breaking news articles on our Twitter feed. You can also find out more about the wide variety of shows and hosts at freedomizerradio.com. If you'd like to comment or speak with a guest during the show, just give us a call at 347-324-3704.
Hey, all you lads and lassies out there, come listen to The Sandbox every Sunday night at 9 to 10 p.m.
No,
Eastern Standard.
9 to 10:30 p.m.
Oh. Every Sunday night at 9:30.
No, at 9 to 10:30 p.m.
At 9 o'clock to 10:30 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time.
This is Debbie.
And I'm Michael, along with CD, the Constitutional Defender Dog. Is mainstream media giving you the real stories, or are they just telling you what they want you to hear?
Join us for Securing Liberty on Freedomizer Radio, Thursday evenings at 11 p.m. Central.
We'll be joined by great guests, discuss interesting and important topics, current events, maybe even a little humor. Be prepared for anything.
It will be 90 minutes of information sure to help you on your quest for truth. So join Securing Liberty at 11 p.m. Central on Freedomizer Radio.
Blessings to you all. Servant Emmanuel here. You know, these days everyone is searching for the truth, which is why I'd like to invite everyone to join me for the Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries programs every Tuesday afternoon at noon Pacific Standard Time, and now on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. We'll always have prayer, biblical studies, and take your prayer requests, as well as the occasional guest. We'll still have each week's two-minute warning and breakpoint commentaries from the Colson Center, as well as great gospel music. So join us in our chat rooms at freedomizerradio.com or call in and listen at 347-324-3704. And remember, who the sun sets free is free indeed. Sound Doctrine on freedomizerradio.com.
Ivaki, Hadi, and Reno, what are you doing on Freedomizer Radio on Thursdays 10:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and Fridays at 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time?
And I am going to be hosting the Heated Conversation.
Please join us as we talk about UFOs, weather, planets, asteroids, earthquakes, spirituality, HARP, secret societies, and current events. I think we should add that we always have great guests, a packed chat room, and very interesting conversations. With your occasional quirky way we give the news.
Just remember, on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and Fridays 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, The Heated Conversation. Oh, and by the way, we have our always fun chat room at freedomizerradio.com. That's freedomizerradio.com. Just click the chat and listen button. See you there.
Radio listeners, you all know that the reason for global cooling is global warming. Well, we here at Lake Havasu Snow Removal want to remind everyone that we can plow your driveway or street 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are available in the Lake Havasu, Phoenix, and soon-to-be Tucson areas in the cold Arizona desert. So, if your driveway is backed up in the middle of April or in the frozen tundra season of August, please call 855-NO-AZ-SNOW today. Any time of day, any time of night, Lake Havasu Snow Removal will clear your driveway in freezing cold tundra of Arizona. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Heated Conversation with your hosts, Hadi and Reno.
Oh, shit. We're back, Renee.
Hello.
Back, everyone. Welcome back. Scorp, and welcome back, Poopy. Poopy. Yeah, I love Poopy. Yeah, I do. I love Poopy. He's an awesome guy. If you guys don't know Poopy, you guys better know him.
I'm a clone head.
He's a badass nipplehead.
That nipple needs to be milked.
Well, you know what, Poopy? We're born in the same week. We're the week of charm, and I get you, and I know you. I get you, you know, because you are so close
dig
to
me. You,
my...
You dig me, baby babies?
Yeah, you're awesome. You
yeah,
know,
well,
you...
we're on the same page, Rick. I mean, I love you too, baby.
But you meet so many times, you don't even know. You know, so...
Aww.
And so has Renee, and so has Janet, and Christy, and Mo, and Casey, and Sammy, and everyone.
Hey, Bobby, you're some good people.
Yeah, we are really blessed here on the Heated Conversation. We are blessed. The Heated Conversation has overcome many obstacles, and yet we're still here. And that means a lot to me. That means a lot to me.
Meant to be.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. Yeah. I shouldn't have been drinking that half a beer.
I'm getting a little bit wet mouth. You know what I seen this week? Not this week. The end of November, I seen B.B. King. He was at the Sands Casino up here, and I shot in to see him. It was pretty cool, but he's 80-something years old. He didn't really get loose. He didn't play no blues the way I wanted, so he just played some regular songs. But it was all right.
I love B.B. King. I love Billie Holiday. I love Miles Davis. I love Big Voodoo, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and I like Squirrel Nut Zippers and the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. And actually,
I was screaming for him to play Sweet Angel, and I love how she spreads her wings. He didn't play it though.
Yeah, that's cool, though. You know, I like that. Actually, I've been addicted to that kind of music as of late. I have been playing it in the car every time I'm in there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that kind of music. See, I like all kinds of music, guys. I mean, that's why I play so many different musical, you know, intros and outros. I like a lot of techno. I really do house. I like, I'm not so much into hip-hop, although... You know, I do like to the windows, to the walls, you know, that, like that, you know, older stuff when I went to the club, like, every day, you know, but usually I'm more into, like, that calming music, you know, I'm really into swing.
You should hear the set 1970s love music. Wow, it was awesome.
Like
love, all over the place.
Oh, you saw Smokey Robinson and stuff?
Yeah, you know, it was awesome those days. Yeah.
I think the 80s is when people could have finally got, like, stuck together, but then something happened and fucking ruined
disco.
It.
Disco! 80s was disco. Remember?
That's funny. You know, I was
disco.
In a bar last Friday. I was at a bar with Josh and Matt and Cameron, and Disco Inferno came on. And you should have seen all three of the guys were like, they were like trying to be Village People or something. I don't know, it was funny. It was, we were playing shuffle ball. I never played that before. It's awesome. I like it. I want to build one in my house.
Okay,
with
Grandma.
Shuffleboard. I like it.
Shuffleboard for... You know, like old people do. Grandma! You're the grandma
no,
now.
Awesome. It was so fun, you know. I drank a fat tire, and I was,
man,
you know,
would
I
you...
was pretty...
She,
it was
Vicky
pretty awesome.
Aged, aged 40 years.
Yeah, now I'm fucking old? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
I'm not old. I'm young.
Granny got to play shuffleboard. What are you going to do next?
You know, I will admit this, though, guys, and it's really funny. When I was in my early 20s, like, I didn't develop my beauty until I was about 19, 20. Before, I mean, I didn't look like I look now.
So you had late development, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know, other things weren't late development. My looks were late development.
Yeah,
well,
you get lighting.
Your figure filled out. Like, some people, like, I was real skinny.
No, no, my figure had already filled out when I was, like, 12. Like, 11 and 12, yeah, because I drank all the hormone milk.
You better hang on to that because, you know, you're going to turn into a butterfly, but then you go back to a caterpillar.
Well, yeah, but, you know, my mom.
Not in this new age. You're going to be a fucking conehead.
A nipplehead. That's funny. No, my mom, you know, she, my mom's older, you know, she's not old, but, I mean, she's 50, she's 20 years older than I am, okay, so she's 55.
She's my age, yeah,
she's
55, my
but my mom,
age.
Have you seen her picture though? My mom looks like she's, like, 45.
30? No, 30.
She gets 30. Carded more than I do.
Yeah, yeah.
My mother gets carded more than I do, so, what does that tell you? That means I have good genes, I guess.
That's
you
good
know,
stuff.
But,
that's messed up.
Beauty, you know, but beauty, but what I'm saying is that when I, now that I'm older, now that I really know who I am, uh-huh. You know, it's like, I mean, I could see why a lot of people are like, they're drawn to me, you know? A lot of people are, guys always come back in my life who, you know, left for some odd reason or whatever, and then they always come back.
Like that one. Yeah.
Hey, Vic, you know when you were talking about the computers and all that shit, there's a guy on YouTube, I don't know what this thing is called, but you get a steel trash can, and you line it up with cardboard all around inside of it. You put all your electronics in it, and you put the lid back on it. But the electronics got to be sitting in the cardboard. It can't touch the metal. So if there is a pulse, it won't mess up your it's called some kind of cage or something.
How am I going to put the flat screens in there?
I ain't worried about that. Just like basic shit. I guess your two-way radios, your,
my laptop.
I didn't even buy one yet. I make one. Your laptop. You know, just have like a basic bullshit kit and just throw it in there and just shut the lid. You know what I mean? And if your shit gets fried, at least you know you have the lid for your backup shit. Like anything that's old you're not using that you might need when, you know, like, damn, holy shit, at least I put that away, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was going to get that's cool. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because the other day I was looking at QVC and I was going to buy one of those crank-up things.
Radios, that's a good one to get.
Yeah, on FlexPay because they're like $200.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll have to order that.
This one's for, like, you go to Radio Shack or... They're little red ones, little Red Cross ones. I got a little red one with a solar thing on it, and you turn it or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good one. But I like the FlexPay. The FlexPay works for me.
$200? That's expensive. Where was that at, Vic?
QVC.
What are these guys talking about?
hand radios if the batteries don't work.
Yeah, the hand radios. Yeah.
Okay. How far do they go?
You wind it, and then you might hear a little bit of station. You got to keep winding it, yo. And if you get rechargeable batteries, like I went to this thing called Tool Freight, and I got this little box thing where you could take your rechargeable batteries and stick them in this box thing, and then it'll charge the batteries for you. It's pretty cool. It was like $14. It wasn't really high-end.
Oh, that's cheap.
For solar power for your rechargeable batteries. It's a little looks like a mini lunchbox.
Wow,
that's cool. You got a Radio Shack for $14? That's cheap.
No, I went to Harbor Freight, it's called, Vic. We have a tool store.
Yeah, we have one.
I don't have it.
Yeah,
if you go on Harbor Freight, go in there and there's solar panel shit, and you'll see it, Vic, for $14. You could put all your rechargeable batteries in it and just lay it on it anywhere.
Oh, yeah, like a pad.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know. Like, I was mad because, I was talking to your brother a few times about the gear, and I got mad because that gun we were talking about, that Russian gun that Mussolini got. Now, I wanted to get a scope for this shit for a while. The gun was only like $100. Now they got the damn fucking gun with the scope on it, and you can't get the scope separate. I mean, you know what I mean? You got to buy the gun for $5 now. So I'm like, man, I just wanted the damn scope. From the very beginning, and now they hustled you, you know?
That's crazy.
It's in Cabela's.
We're
selling it right now.
Yeah, we got geared up, actually. You know, we did our gearing up, too. And, yeah, so we're pretty much ready.
That's a lot of shit, though. When you look at your gear, because I've been looking at my gear, like, you know, and I'm like, God damn, something is, how the hell am I going to grab all this shit? You know, you got your kids, your lady, your friends, your family, whatever is going to help, you think. But everyone might be burning at that time.
Yeah.
It's creepy, man. It's like, you know, you're getting prepared for what? How are you gonna handle
but,
this
yeah,
shit?
You're gonna bug out to where, you know, what?
Yeah, I'm not running anywhere right away. The only thing I'm worried about is water. I think, honest to God, I think water is going to be a main issue. If there is a pole shift, I think we all need to worry about water. And I mean, the herb's going to move and whatever is going to happen, but if there's a fucking tidal wave coming in, you got to have some high points in your head where you're going to run to or whatever.
Get an Ecola Blue, right? Get an Ecola Blue with the solar panel, and you don't even need electricity. It produces 7 gallons of water out of thin air every day.
Oh, I seen that thing on a couple web pages. I'm talking about. You might have to leave your gear behind. If you know a 1,000-foot tidal wave's coming, there's only so much shit you're gonna be able to grab, Vic, and run. You know what I mean?
That's true. Well, that's why you need to get a boat.
Yeah. But how's the boat, baby? Listen, how's the boat gonna work in a fucking boat at the bottom of the fucking tidal wave?
That's true.
You just
go in the boat. I think I told you last time about getting them fucking water containers that have lids on them and just like, because the Japanese made these things called Noah's Ark. They're these little $3,500 little submarine capsules. You get in, they're yellow. If you go online, you'll see Japanese made arcs, like these little tubes you get in. And when the water comes in, eventually the tube floats up. You know what I mean? But I don't have $3,500 to buy for every member of my family. I think you get like two people in there. So I said, you know what, man, why don't I just tie a whole bunch of those things they use for gardenings and blue, and they use them on the dock boats. You ever seen them when they hold the dock boat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just get inside that shit, get a lid and be like, fuck it, man. Like, instead of going to the Niagara Falls, you're going up.
It's like a buoy. It'll go up to the surface. That's a good thing. It's like a buoy. It's so, it'll go totally. You should try that.
I hope I don't have to try it, but I was thinking I can't afford, you know, a submarine. I was looking at how the drug dealers are making submarines and, you know, these boots and all this shit. I was like, man, ain't nobody got no money for this shit. Those plastic containers are only like $10-$20. You know, it's one man unit though. You're on your own, so you can, you know, shut your lid and be like, yeah, if we make it, we make it. You know, but I'd have to tie all them together for my family and have walkie talkies in them.
That's a scary thought, though. We make it or we don't.
You can lose
them. Yeah. And that's scary. I mean, think about it. You could lose family members.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do if you don't have... Like, I was looking at New York. There's the I can't pronounce this. Andacondack or some shit. These mountains. This park is up in the upstate New York, up towards Fort Drum. You got 5,000 feet peaks up there. It's the only side that's got high peaks over here is that area, going like towards Maine and stuff like that. But that area right there in New York, right above Fort Drum, has 5,000 feet peaks. So, okay, in Pennsylvania, the highest one is 3,000 feet, but that's at the bottom. That's more close to the ocean, too. It's towards Maryland. But then as you go into Pennsylvania, there's a couple of sites that are like 2,000 feet. 2,100 feet, 2,600 feet. So I was looking around, and I also was listening to that dude John Moore, and, you know, I'm listening to what they're buying. You can go to Ozarks, and, you know. But that's on the Madrid fault line. Even though they're down there, and I guess these people are building shit, it's still on the Madrid fault line. You know what I mean? That shit could cave in for all they know.
And, that's true. I'm thankfully up at 5,200 feet.
Yeah, you're in a good area. I mean, Luke is scaring me because he said Salt Lake City, what was close to you, was actually part of a last pole shift that the water came over and the water just stayed there like a puddle. And then the gold from California was at the bottom of Arizona because every piece of gold has its special mineral where you could tell where it came from, what mountain. And it had gold out in Arizona that was from California, just laying on the desert out there. I guess he was saying it came from the last pole shift, which that's freaky, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's scary. And, you know, it could happen, you know. It really could happen. Maybe they're going to, well, you know, that video I played, they said that they've been trying with those earthquakes, the Japan earthquake and the Chile earthquake, probably the New Zealand one and the Haiti one. They've been trying to induce the, you know, the pole change.
Well, like get a jump start on it, so when this thing comes in, it won't be as bad because it already got moved already. I mean, what reason could it be? And like I said, they're spraying black shit on our side on the East Coast now. Not only are they spreading chemtrails, they're spraying some fucking black shit now in the sky.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. They said to stay away from the black
this shit.
Well, yeah, they said to stay away from the black ones. They said that a couple of years ago.
Stay away from what?
Yeah, stay away from black chemtrails.
Yeah, I never seen
that.
Yeah,
it pisses me off. That pisses me off because it's right over my fucking house because the airport's close to us here, the Lehigh Valley Airport. So it's, you know, you're
no
looking
way.
And you're like, what the hell, man? And it's like, I feel so angry. I seen that one pic. It's like whatever direction you're going because the sun sets, like going towards me, like towards the west because I'm towards the Appalachian Trail. And I'm like, they keep dumping this shit. And I know that that's what messed up my tomato plants this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they're saying, like, in Mount Shasta, that was, like, the most purest water in the world. And, yeah, it's getting dirty and because of all the chemtrails, and it's disappearing.
Yeah, you don't know what's in that chemtrails, you know, exactly.
Well, it's aluminum, some other shit. There's a on that Before News, before it's news, there's an article in there about everything that's in it. It's about 15 things that they got. Someone tested and found out what was in that. And some of the names are just like, I wouldn't even know how to pronounce it myself, but it's just, I know it ain't good for you.
Yep. Chemtrails have aluminum, barium.
Barium, yeah.
Yeah.
Some others.
Alzheimer's disease. It makes you forget shit.
Yep.
Yeah, some stuff that you don't know what's in there. Yeah, I've been doing that a lot lately, forgetting stuff. I have to write everything down.
Yeah, me too, you know. I've been forgetting some stuff too.
How about the Mississippi disappearing? They're not even really talking about that much. It's actually disappearing. They said the river. I find it hard to believe, but it's happening.
They said that a couple years ago. I saw a documentary on it.
Well, it's happening now. They can't get the boats up there, and they're saying that's going to affect the food prices and everything again because they can't get the boats through there. They got a master plan for food next year, I think.
I think this is all by design. This is all for money grab, maybe, or to, you know, make the money obsolete. I don't know. But the RFIDs are going to happen in a couple months. You know, they're going to start doing it in March of 2013.
Yeah. Vatican's already starting to do it to their people. I was reading the Vatican already jumped on this chip shit, and then they're making the soldiers do something too with chips, and they're, you know, and it's mandatory.
Wow, man!
Definitely eye opening. You're like, you know, you want to read these articles and you want to search for the truth, but you're like, if all this is going on, pole shift, chips. I mean, but see, this is what I was telling you the other day about the
what's
witnesses.
Next?
They said, you know, you're not going to know, well, all the religions say you're not going to know the hour and time when God appears, if this is Wormwood or Nibiru or whatever it is.
Do you ever think that the government, you know, they're doing all this stuff and they got this plan, you know, it's like, what's next and what kind of a plan are they planning? I mean, what's it leading to? I mean, how are they going to do this? You know, like, are they going to come out and shoot us, you know, spray some chemicals in the air, and then we all just, like, lay down and die or whatever. You know, there's so much they're doing. It's like, what is this plan that they're planning, and how
is it going to go forward? Oh, it's satanic. I mean, if you look at
Well,
you figure all the ships, mostly all of our Navy is over in the Middle East. Now, they got Russian Navy over there. You got Chinese Navy. Now, if there's a pole shift, maybe they're all over there because don't want to lose the ship, so when the water comes in, it'll just rise when it comes up there. It won't be as aggressive as being out in the sea. Then there's this other rumor floating around that Chinese and the United States have been battling some hostile aliens in the Pacific. And the soldiers are leaking this shit because they say they don't know what the hell they're fighting, but they're hostile.
Yeah, it's in the cage. Oh. Right?
Somewhere out there.
Yeah. What did they say? The Nephilim. Yeah, I saw that.
Nephilim will be giants. I mean, they said that this is out, their underwater bases, and they're fighting them with the Chinese are fighting with the Americans over there. That's what I'm saying. There's so many twists and stories. But like I said, when it goes to religion, they say at the end of days, you're going to be so confused, you don't even know your name. And that's starting to seem how it seems like.
Well, that could also be because of the new consciousness. You know, if we don't, or if we're not careful,
we won't evolve, right?
Well, they lost their memory. The Mayans lost their memory.
Well, I made them lead helmets. I mean, I hope that shit works. People have been asking me to sell them to them. I'm like, nah, dude, they're easy as shit to make. All you got to do is get the lead and the construction helmet's like $5 and just bang that shit in there and you got a lead helmet.
Yep. Yeah, I think that we need to get lead helmets.
You know, so I mean, if you get to it in chance when the shit's going down. See, I was thinking if this did happen, Vic, you'd have like a major fucking headache. You'd be super confused. That would be like the start of it, like it's starting to hit your head, you know? And you grab that helmet and hopefully it'll help you, you know? Or even, look, fuck a helmet. If you didn't got a helmet, grab a canoe, buy a canoe and just have it in the yard. If the shit gets crazy, just put the fucking canoe over you and everyone you're with, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's all that we're going to be able to do. We just have to think creatively, guys.
Crazy shit. Think the most craziest shit and then just make it happen. Like, I was sitting here to myself, right? I'm thinking, what if I start growing a cone somewhere else?
That's funny. I thought you already had. No, just kidding.
Yeah. We'll leave that alone. I'm just saying, extra cone. An extra cone on top of a cone. Like, hey, look at Chris's head. It's growing somewhere else.
Oh, my goodness. We won't go into that one.
Yeah, he's definitely extraterrestrial.
That's funny. Yeah.
Extraterrestrial? What?
Thin, great cones?
Mm-hmm.
Like a nutty buddy.
With the nipple. Like the little nipple.
Yeah, then, ooh. Be like Eddie Murphy with Nutty Professor. Ooh, I get relations.
That's fun. I love that movie.
I love when he plays that old lady. He was telling, his name is Cletus. Come on, Cletus, come on. You going to walk over, but you going to limp back. Stab him with the fork.
That's funny. Yeah, you know, guys, I don't know. This stuff is, but this is our reality, you know, and we're lucky to have this reality because a lot of people, they don't have that. They don't even know what the heck is going on. They just know the Mayan calendar is ending, but they don't know it's the age of the Aquarius. That's the first day.
The water dragon. Look, this is another one. The Chinese, this is the year of the water, we're going to the water dragon. This is so much freaky shit. It's like, you know, then I was talking to my son about this, about the dinosaurs, and they were all washed up against the wall. Like, I'm talking about huge dinosaurs. They found all these fossils stuck against the wall, and the ancient aliens, like Mr. Comet Watch right now, if you go to his webpage, he's back up, and he's got some cool shit on there about ancient aliens, like weird episodes that everybody didn't see. But he has them all, like, in little sections on his page, like little clips.
Yeah, see, I know.
Mind-blowing, man.
Like 35 years ago, my mom told me about that stuff.
About the dinosaurs?
No, ancient aliens and stuff.
My mom was into
the alien thing for a while.
That's cool, though. Yeah, my mom and my dad watch it all the time.
Yeah, me too. I like when I can catch it, I'll put it on. But like I said, Mr. Comet Watch has a whole bunch of them on there about, you know, Hitler and all that crazy shit. The Bell technology that Don was talking about.
Is that true that Hitler disappeared?
I think he got away too. I honest to God, I think he did.
I did too. Huh. Yeah, I heard he went to Africa.
I was thinking.
I heard that he went to
Argentina.
The inside of the world. I heard that he went.
Oh yeah, I heard that too. Yeah, I've heard that too. But that would make sense, especially since he had the Bell technology.
Yeah, that's
he.
And
that,
if you think about it, Vic, I was just reading about this other shit. How all these symbols, like Columbia, it has swastikas in them, and all these corporations have like Nazi shit in them, like and weird symbolism hidden inside their brands. And I don't pay attention to this shit. But what if they did go back in time? They knew they were going to lose the war, and they found some way to go back in time and they manipulate the United States, because it's starting to look funky. You know, if you leave the United States next year, you have to pay to leave. You're not going to be able to leave the United States next year. You have to pay to leave the United States. Say if I say, look, I want to go to Argentina. I want to get the fuck out of here.
What?
Now, the United States is going to say, you need to pay me this certain amount of money. You can't leave now.
Oh, my God.
Wow. He's passing these laws at nighttime. It's weird shit going on.
Chappison in prison, huh?
Yeah, Gender 21.
They were saying this. Stan Dio and Stephen Quinn, they were saying this for the last couple of months, that this shit's going to happen. We're not going to be able to leave the United States. I don't want to leave because I know we're not going to be really welcome nowhere anyway. So we might as well just ride it out, man. It's going to be a stupid civil war because they turn each other on each other or whatever the hell is going to happen. I'd rather just die here than go somewhere else, and I don't even know where the hell I'm at, you know?
That's a scary thought, but it's reality.
Yeah.
You know, I try to ignore death, you know, because I haven't faced death yet. I mean, even though I have in my life, I haven't fully embraced it, so it scares me a little bit.
Yeah, it scares everybody.
Sad. It's more sad. It's more sad for the young people, I think, than the old people. It's like, at least we lived our lives. It's like, you know, but the young people, it's not really fair.
It's not
fair. Know? I know, fair to you. I know.
Well, it sucks for young people, but then again, they're so into this technology world, they're ignorant to the fact of what's right or wrong. They just don't give a shit, you know. So
I
got a 20-year-old son. I talk to him all the time. He's somewhere else, man.
A lot of people are like that, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like that, even people that
don't
love and care about.
Yeah, they don't want to know what's right in front of them.
Yeah. For example, you know, Josh drinks Pepsi. Addicted to Pepsi. Right? And I was like, oh, gross. Like, every time he drinks it, I'm like looking at him.
Oh,
nasty.
God, yeah.
But to each his own.
Well, I stopped drinking Pepsi because of you. Thank you.
Yeah, I stopped drinking Pepsi because of that, too. I mean, that would be, I don't like the taste of Pepsi, by the way, but if it was the only thing in a restaurant or whatever, I would have to drink.
I still crave it. When I see it, something in my brain wants it, but I don't buy it. I don't buy
it. It's the sugar high, because I still ain't stopped drinking Mountain Dew. I try all the time. I drink cranberry juice, but that Dew
What I hear is all soda's bad. It's got that fructose corn syrup in it.
Yeah, all soda's bad. But you know, the Mountain Dew has what is that stuff? They put it in the gas. It says in the knee. What is it called? Oh my goodness. They put the stuff that's in the gas, the adjective.
You're talking about that shit. They ruin the gas, so it's just clear as water now. You're talking about
ethanol. That's it, ethanol. We actually have we did have a caller. Why are these colors on screening?
I don't know. I didn't touch it because I'm not there.
Yeah. Maybe it's Minister. I'm not sure.
Oh.
I think it's Ron. Ron and Minister, maybe. I don't know. Oh, well. Well, they'll raise up their hand, I guess. And they'll talk. Well, anyway, so there's a ghost in the studio. But I don't know, guys. We just have to prepare. I don't know what else to say. What do we? I don't know
Enjoy
how.
Enjoy yourself. Don't even worry about preparing. Yeah. Ride this shit out, and then you know, and then that's it. I mean, I'm at that point where the last 2 years we've been doing. When did this start, Vic? When you been on since 2010? When did you start talking on this?
Yes. No, 2011. No.
Well, then 2011, I started hearing you and Donnie, and then first I was listening Coast to Coast because I was on night work, and then I started hearing this shit a little bit. But I was hearing about the secret societies when I first started listening to this shit.
Yeah.
Then I started doing my homework. That's how I found you, found Donnie, listening to all this shit.
Yeah, yeah. I was doing it too. You're right. I was doing it too. And I started watching a whole bunch of YouTube videos on it and everything. And then, and then I met Donnie. And, you know, I think God put Donnie in my life to change my life, my way of thinking. Because he really did change my way of thinking. You know, it really changed, and I am grateful for that. I'm grateful for God.
So how did he change your life for you? Ron and I was just discussing it. How did he change your life for you?
Oh, you mean Donnie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll talk about Donnie, even though I really didn't want to go into it, but I will. You know, he... with all his theories that he's talked about and private conversations that we had for hours and hours, you know, I was very closed-minded. I didn't care about the ascension. I didn't care about the consciousness. I didn't care about this stuff. I didn't care. At that point, I was like, I had given God up, you know. I was like, I was mad. And, you know, he really changed my mind on all this stuff, you know, because
he helped you to wake up.
Yeah, in a more consciousness way, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know,
Ron, what do you think about that?
Well, I me?
No, you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've known Vicky, you know, since I've been with the show, doing the network, and I knew a little bit about Donnie. But I thought it was they had a pretty good show together.
Me too, Ron.
They had a lot of listeners.
Me and Ron,
yeah. Everything on.
me and Ron just thought we would come in and say hi and let you know we love
yeah.
you, honey.
Yeah.
And I love you guys.
Yeah.
You know I love you, and ministry, you know I love you. I know it's just been a hectic year for me. So I'm starting to get back into the flow of things. Finally, things are calming. So, yeah, I think it was just all I had to go through all that in order to be where I'm at right now. You know.
Okay.
Before you sit here, and we only have we have like 16 minutes, 17 minutes. Okay.
I'm gonna have a good musician on this coming Tuesday, Vicky.
Really? Who?
He's somebody I just met. His name is John Miller out of Canada, and he plays like a dulcimer. And he's going to be on the show. He's going to play live for us.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
What time is your show at? And what day?
Tuesday.
At what time?
10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, that's cool, guys. You guys heard it here live. Minister, I have a question for you. Now, I was talking about...
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I was just mentioning how I'm afraid of death. You know, I haven't really faced it yet, even though I have faced it and I have passed away. You know, but for the grace of God, I'm still here. But and when I think about everything, and you know, I'm kind of afraid of death. What do I do?
Really?
What do I do to change that? I think maybe there's other people out there. As much as I know, and as much as I'm, you know, involved in everything, I'm still kind of afraid of it. It scares me.
Well, Vicky, just when you wake up in the morning, praise the Lord for having another day on this earth.
Yeah.
And that's always a good thing. I would encourage everyone to do that as well. But as far as dealing with being afraid of death, the only thing I can suggest, Vicky, is to get closer to the Lord, because we're strangers here. This is not our home, Vicky.
Yeah.
This is, there's more than this, you know. And so many people see death as the end, and oh Lord,
no.
And, you know, why did they die and all this here? And I see nothing wrong with going home. Nothing.
No, me either.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Kind of looking forward to it because it's got to be better than this.
Yeah.
I'm hold on, Rev. The last minute.
What's this?
Well, with you know,
who
is that, Poopy?
Yeah,
what's up, Rev?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Maintain. You know, I mean, all I can say is I'm going to hold on. That's it. To the last minute. But see, the thing is let it go. I know when the time comes, you just want to let go. That's death. You got to let go. You ain't going to be able to build that shit.
You need
to
remember
to
two things, Chris. You need to remember two things. One, if it's your time to go, ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nah,
two,
I know that.
If it's not your time to go, you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you gotta keep
out of it. Simple
Pretty
as
mad.
That. You know, because I knew a guy named Cheeks, and Cheeks got shot in the head point blank 5 times and lived another 20 years.
Wow.
So if it's not your time to go, I mean, he lost his eye and what have you, but if it's not your time to go, you're not going.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. You know, I was actually playing zombies with somebody on the caller, one of the caller's sons, right? And it scared me. The zombies are, like, scary, right? Because you couldn't kill them. Like, I was trying to kill them, and I had to get revived, like, 10 million times, you know? Like, but it scared me. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh, what happens if these things are real? And how are we going to survive this? They just come out of nowhere.
You know,
just like,
you know, they're dying, like, 250,000 a year over in Russia and Turkey. And these people are going through that state. What's the name of this drug? Crocodile. Anyone heard about it?
No.
I heard them getting ready for this month, though. I heard they're stocking up over in Russia. They're getting people ready over there.
They got this drug called Crocodile. And after 6 months of start using it, your skin turns green and scaly, hence the name Crocodile. These people exhibit these attributes that you are referring to, Vicky, that they, you know, they just can't be stopped and what have you. They do all the eating other people thing and what have you. And they say within 3 years from their first hit, they're dead. But during those 3 years, they say these people are out of control and they're dying like 250,000 a year.
That's a lot of people. That's scary.
That's a
but
lot of
people. But
that
could be with the bath salts. Maybe it's not even bath salts that happen here in the States.
Exactly.
You seen that video of that dude eating the dog, right?
No, I heard about it, though.
Yeah. I mean, there's something going on. They're playing with the brain and But what I'm thinking is, like you were saying, Reb, is demonic because their bodies get so hot, they're all naked.
It really is. The fact of, you know, all of us, they're putting all of us under a spell. Hence, all of the aborted baby fetal cells in the food and what have you. Talk to somebody else in another country, like over in Africa or somewhere, they will tell you anybody feeding you parts of somebody else is putting you under a spell.
I know about that from the Haitians. It's like when a woman lashes, she puts some diesel juice in the food.
That makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
Because if you guys heard my heated conversation last week, was it last week? Last week, right? Because I got home on Sunday, right? I think so. Anyway, when I had Matt on and Cameron, Matt was saying how he's a vampire, how he drinks human blood. He's been off of the human blood for 3 years. But remember he said he did it to one person and they're like sired together, right?
And they're connected, right?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If you eat
well,
the
you're
peanut,
opening, you're opening yourself up. If you're putting someone else's essence and being into your body, you are opening yourself up to someone else actually controlling you.
That, yeah, like siring. You know, okay, so how much
exactly.
You know, 2 years ago I had a pulmonary embolism, and I almost died from that, right? I was hours from dying. And then I was on Coumadin, warfarin, you know, for the blood clot. Anyway, and then I was hemorrhaging in my head. Well, I had went to the Coumadin clinic, a half an hour before all this started happening. And they said, oh, your net levels are a little high, but you're okay. Anyway, so I went to go cash my check at the Atlantis. And then that's when I started seeing everything was bloody. Everything was coming out of everywhere, blood. And they gave me a blood transfusion. So did I open myself to whatever that blood transfusion person had?
No, because you don't know the person where the blood came from.
That doesn't make a difference because it's impossible not to, Vicky. It's impossible not to. How, you know, people don't understand. You know, we say the life-giving attributes of blood, giving blood and what have you and everything. But believe me when I tell you, those spirits attach to blood just like they attach to everything else, just like they attach to music, just like they attach to these television programs and these movies that people are watching. There's no way if someone has that, you know, that type of essence, you know, that demonic presence, it's impossible for you not to get it because you are getting. But, you know, but it's really not too much you can worry about because most of those people really aren't trying to give blood.
Yeah, you're right. You ain't lying. They ain't want to get nothing out. They want
to
take.
They're not trying to give blood. You know, that's the one thing. They're not thinking along those lines. You know, they're thinking about taking it and using it and praying over it and, you know, they and doing and creating spells and what have you with it. They're not thinking. That's our government that's thinking on such a large scale like that, you know. You know, that's not people, you know, individuals going, okay, let me go and donate some blood and so I can infect a lot of people. They're not doing that. They're not doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can see where your point is, yeah. But there's an attack on everything, you know. Everything we do is an attack.
Everything. Because this is not our home, Vicky. We are strangers here. And speaking of that, y'all guys, join me. My guest on Sunday's program will be Royalty Angel, and they are a gospel rap group from Nassau, Bahamas. And they will be premiering a couple of their new songs, one of which is called Stranger. And it's a very good song. It's a very good, you know, and you know, Vicky, I'm really not into rap and what.
Yeah,
have
you're
me.
Not. Yeah.
But this is a very good song. They're also in this movie that was just released called Get Charlie, and we're going to be discussing that as well. So join me on Sound Doctrine Christian Ministries Sunday program this Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. But make sure you guys join me tomorrow as well on the Savage Show. We'll be here tomorrow at noon Pacific Standard Time and 2 p.m. Central Time.
Yep, yeah, Minister's Show. Yeah, and then I have the pedal hour on Sunday from after Minister's Show from 12 until 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, yeah. Well, it's going to be a packed weekend.
It's going to be a busy month, I tell you that. There's going to be a lot to talk about this month.
Yeah, well, you know,
is
coming up.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to get some laughing in, ain't we, Vicky?
Maybe. Just kidding, of course.
We're going to get some laughing in. I guarantee you, what day is the 22nd, Vicky?
The 23rd is the Saturday, but
Saturday?
We have a flight. Well, we have the Friday show and the Thursday show.
Well, Vicky, join me Saturday, December 22nd. We're going to have a laughing show.
Laughing. Renee needs to be there too.
Yeah.
No, y'all be the double team me. No, no, not on my show, buddy.
Double team.
Oh, minister, you love me and you know
it. I'm just joking. You know, Renee is welcome.
Yeah,
she's welcome. Renee is an amazing woman. I love Renee, but I love everybody. You know, I love all of you guys. You know, and Ron, you know, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Well, I called Kenneth and was giving him a hard time, and they said, "Well, let's call Vicky." I said, "Okay, let's do that."
Let's give Vicky a hard time.
Exactly.
That's right. We have to feel the love here on the Heated Conversation. But, yeah, you know, you guys missed it, but I played a video, a 30-minute video, and it was pretty interesting. And I'm glad that I shared it, guys, with you, because we need to know as much information as possible, because it is an alignment. It is the first day of Age of Aquarius on the 21st. And the end of the Mayan calendar, and an alignment, and an eclipse, you know, and this is a major day.
And we, as followers of Christ, do not care nothing about astrological soothsayers, fortune tellers, or none of that.
Like you said, as the days of Noah, it'll be again.
Thank you. Now, that's what we believe. And they're going to be partying and having a good time. And all of a sudden, the sky going to roll back like a scroll. And we will, every eye shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud of his Father's glory with his angels. And his reward will be with him.
Well,
and he will give unto every man his just reward, whether it be bad or good.
That's true. We actually have a caller right now. Let me bring them on. Welcome 313. Hi. You only have like less than a minute. What's up?
Well, hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine. What's up?
Okay, I just like to call and say the guy speaking very annoying by the ass.
Again, a lot of stupid calls lately, Vic, you know that?
Okay. Well, I muted whoever that was. Thank you for calling in. And I was getting a Skype call all at the same time. So, yeah, it was an amazing 1 minute. Anyway, guys, like I said, we only have 40.
Good night, everybody. Days. Nice hearing from you, Red. Vic, love you. See you, Renee. See you the new talk. Later, guys.
God bless everyone. Y'all have a blessed night.
Yeah.
The Lord's will. We'll see you tomorrow on the Sabbath show.
Yeah, good night, Minister, and thank you, Ron, for calling in.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to call it a night.
Okay, good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're kind of rushing it, ain't you, Ron? Peace to your homes, everyone. God bless. Good night.